What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is Chi.
Mini Del Macho.
I need a vacation from my vacation.
Need to get back to work?
Yeah, tired.
And that is Ender's underscore logic, or is it just Ender's logic?
Ender's logic.
Okay.
With a K.
Everything else we have has this.
Everything else has an underscore. So if you guys don't know this yet, I know we are live on Twitch, digital underscore logic with a K.
Yep, that's us.
Yep. And something's wrong with the stream. Hold on. I'm fixing it.
All right. Now I'll just carry on.
Right before we started, you said you put DRG in the news.
Yeah.
I put it in the on the radar.
Okay.
So
we'll hit it twice.
Okay.
spit roast that motherfucker.
All right.
Thank you. We got two new Patreons. It's been like two a week. This is pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Keep them coming, guys. Thanks to Ben and Jan.
Another Ben? Because you thank Ben last week.
Oh, boy. Maybe it is another Ben. And Jan, are you a lady? Or are you just a weird dude? Let us know in the comments.
I think Jan can be a guy's name.
Yeah, I've heard.
I think like somewhere in Europe or something. That's, I don't know.
Yeah. Yawn. Yawn.
Yeah, cool. Well, thank you for the Patreons. Always appreciated. Hit Emilio up for those t-shirts. And yep. Let's talk about some games that have come to our attention recently. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
So these are games that have come to our attention or also been recommended to us by the community. You can do that on Discord. First one up is A Plague Tale: Innocence.
I think I came up, this one on Kotaku. And this game looks really interesting. It's like kind of like a puzzle-based
adventure.
Yeah, adventure-ish. Yeah. But it seems like everything you do revolves around a puzzle. But it's in like the Dark Ages when the rat plague was.
Yeah, during the Black Plague, whenever that was.
I don't know when those rats were coming on. So anyway, it's like you're trying to survive. 18. I want to say like a zombie horde, but rats instead.
Yeah, it's so the plague rats are all over the city.
So like Vermintide. Jinx.
No, but you can't fight them.
Fighting.
You can only like shoo them away with light.
Yeah, they're afraid of light, so it's kind of like just puzzle solving.
You chase them around with the broom. Lights.
And they're regular rats, I think.
No. What type of environment is it?
Can we fast forward
3D
a little?
Or?
Yeah, it's fully 3D.
Here we go.
Yeah, just fast forward through this a bit.
So it's like an adventure game where you're playing as three little kids, and you're trying to keep the rats away from you by staying near the light. But also, like I saw one mechanic where the guard they were trying to get past was carrying a lantern, and then the boy or the girl used a sling to break the lantern, and then the rats attack and ate that guy. So that's like one of the ways that you could use light for your purpose.
They're not just plague rats; they're zombie rats.
They're plague rats. They're not zombies, but they are.
But they'll eat you.
Yeah, they'll eat you. Yeah. Can we fast forward, Bobby, to some action?
So you take control,
dude,
I think.
It's their gameplay trailer. Don't blame me.
Well, it's 16 minutes long.
Yeah, so you take control of the girl, the older girl. I think there's some rats there. A 15-year-old girl, a 10-year-old boy, and a 7-year-old girl. But you're always in control of the older one, it seems. But you're working as a family.
There's been a lot of games like this that use the light mechanic, light and dark. But usually it doesn't have to do with, my dog just came in and licked my balls. So, usually there's usually like a monster in the dark that you can't see. You'll never know what it is. It's like sound or whatever. But to see them right there at the edge of the light, always right there, ready
red
to kill you.
And,
it definitely adds some, I'm sure it gets like it doesn't even affect you towards the end, but man, they are creepy. It looks like a bunch of worms writhing around.
Basically this beautiful looking 3D environment, and it's like they're playing a game of don't touch the lava.
Yeah, exactly. But the lava is trying to actively get you too.
It seems to move pretty slow paced though.
Yeah, definitely. It's a slower moving game. Like it's all about puzzles and manipulating the light, trying to get from point A to point B.
Can I see a child get eaten by rats?
No, you cannot. Is there a preview in this trailer?
Is there a preview for that?
Not in this trailer.
When it's game over?
This trailer's all winning.
What part of the body do you think rats would eat first?
Oh, stomach, I'm sure.
Probably the crotch. I mean, that's where the moisture tends to build up.
Yeah, that's the warmest part of your body. So
we should just hit a dude. These are bad guys here. Are they on the rat side?
Yeah, they're. I think they're trying to like quarantine, and like if anybody that's like outside past curfew, they just kill them on the spot. So you're basically trying to escape the city. I believe that's the story.
Hmm. Yeah. Anyway, looks really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No release date, 2019. That's all they say.
Mm-hmm. Who's making this game?
It was a small developer, I think. Let's take a look. Focus Home Interactive.
Well, that's probably the publisher.
A Plague Tale. Yeah,
I don't know. I remember looking at it, but that was like a week ago, and I can't recall anymore.
Yeah, well, looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks pretty interesting.
This was announced at Gamescom.
I would play it just to see how I would die. I want to see a death scene in
the
this
death
game.
Animations.
Yeah.
Have you played the new Tomb Raiders?
No, I've never played any Tomb Raider except for their like the demo.
The new ones have some really gruesome deaths, like extremely gruesome.
Oh, really?
Deaths. Yes, it's
her bone snap and shit.
Didn't all the new ones have that though? Are you talking about the newest new one or like the new series?
The new series, like the last two or three, they are.
That's like a big part.
Brutal.
Of it.
The beginning of the first one, they just beat the living shit out of her. It's like, what the fuck? All right.
Next up, we've got Vermintide 2 DLC.
Yeah, this is the first DLC that's coming out for Vermintide.
Been
a
while.
Yeah.
They took their time on this.
Yeah, I've been looking around the community. It was a Fat Shark, I think, is a developer. And they not a lot of people are happy with the way they're going.
Mm-hmm.
They're like hemorrhaging players. Nobody's really playing it that I know anyway.
The way that I remember it, they did put out some free DLC. Maybe a map or two.
Cosmetics, I think. I'm not sure if it was a map.
Then I don't know. How big is this thing going to be? Is there a price on it?
I think it's $15.
$15.
$10.
$10.
Is this it? The Shadows over Bogenhafen?
Yeah, this is it. Yeah.
Nice pronunciation there, Bobby. They stuck the landing on that one. So we're looking at a book.
Yeah. I don't know anything about the DLC. I just saw it and thought I'd post it up and then we'll watch it and see what happens.
A lot of people bought this game when it came out, and it was really popular for a while, but I think most people have moved away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I was having a great time with it for like 2 or 3 weeks, playing almost exclusively.
Yeah, I still haven't tried out Vermintide 2, but since the hype's over, I'm over it.
Yeah, pretty much. If you missed a wave, I doubt there's going to be a giant wave coming from the DLC.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
So DLC gives you two new maps and a poorly handled implementation of new cosmetics. $10, two short levels. Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like people are kind of revolting against that. Yeah,
that's like, looking at Reddit, not a lot of people are happy with the way the company's going with this.
I'm looking, I feel like these point A to point B PvP or PvE things are probably going to be on their way out. They're just too repetitive when you're playing the same map over and over and over.
Yeah, once I beat it, I just stopped playing. Like, once I got to the last level,
yeah,
and got carried all the way through. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing with Monster Hunter. Like, once I beat it, I haven't played it at all.
Yeah.
I haven't even touched it.
Damn. What else we got?
All right, so Deep Rock Galactic has another update coming out.
Yeah, they actually have, I don't know if that one's out yet, the Glacial Strata.
That one's in the beta.
Oh, that one's in the beta? Yeah, okay.
Well, I should clarify, whatever. Not really a new update, but they've laid out their roadmap,
which
is like their plans and set dates of when they expect to have these features implemented in the game.
So the new the next one is going to be a new biome, which is pretty big because there's only like 4 or 5 biomes, I think, maybe 6. So they're putting an ice one in, like kicking around snow. Did you see the video?
With the
blizzard,
crashing glaciers and stuff.
I didn't see that. Did you see the blizzard?
No, I didn't see a blizzard.
So it blocks out your. It kind of like the sandstorms. Okay. You can't see through it, but it's like that, but worse because it freezes up your screen. Like you see icicles, like growing on your screen. Looks like it's going to be a bitch.
I saw one where it was like ice stalactites that were falling from the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
It's like crushing everything in its way.
I think it's going to say something like, it said super dangerous work environments, !! Like
yeah, the know, irony. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. What else do they have planned out, Bobby?
Let's see. New space rig area, the Abyss Bar, improved perks, and new armor sets. That's coming in September.
I didn't finish with the first one, actually.
New enemies.
There's a temperature system and new enemies. So that's exciting because, you know, killing the same seven guys over and over gets old.
Here we go. This might be video of the new biome here. I want to see what that looks like.
Looks sweet.
So new rig area. They got a bar, new armor sets. That's cool. Because I think people who have been playing it a lot, like me, have already maxed out their armor.
Yeah. Daily adventures maybe keep you back a lot. I wonder what character retirement is. What do you guys think? Like maybe you max out your guy and you retire him and then you get a new guy. They have to start from scratch, but he has a bonus.
Maybe it's like...
You get a prestige, maybe.
Payday
maybe.
2. Yeah, like prestige levels. Or like in Payday 2, when you maxed out to level 100, then you got a star and then you started over again.
Yeah.
So you get some sort of permanent perk, but then you start from level 1 again.
Maybe that. Or there's also a Hall of Fame. Have you guys ever been in that part of the...
Yeah, but that's all the people who donated to the Kickstarter.
But there's a bunch of empty space in there, like tons of empty space. So I don't know. We'll see. What else?
Oh, yeah, here's a new biome. I'm just going to check this out.
Oh, yeah.
Looks good. Snowy.
Snowy, yeah. It's a winter wonderland. But every once in a while, the wind really kicks up. I don't know if you'll be able to see it.
So, the weather effects, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. I like the looks of that.
It's already very visually challenging to see where you're going anyways.
Yeah.
Especially in dark places and now there's snow.
Although, I gotta say, it did look a lot brighter in the snow. I guess because it's white.
Oh, yeah.
It just reflects light way better. Mm-hmm. So it's not as dark as the other ones. It seems like. Who knows? Yeah.
Jeff Sunday, what's up, man? Thanks for the sub.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Oh, this is good. I'm excited about this. Deeper progression system, gear choice, and new weapons.
Yep. So that's they're thinking at the end of October, it looks like.
Yeah.
Then Bosco upgrade. Bosco is the thing that follows you around?
No, it's the boss. Boss is Bosco. So Molly is the thing that follows you around.
Yeah. Oh, so interesting.
The
so maybe
the guy that talks to you on the radio.
You upgrade him and you get better different missions?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe? Who knows?
Levels, difficulty of play. That would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exploration mode seems like a single player thing or maybe just like an infinite map.
I think they have something like that scheduled and then maybe part. The infinite part.
Oh, no. Well, okay, gotcha. So the explanation mode, who knows what that is. In-game lore terminal, if you want to learn about who's the guy that they always... Carl. This is for Carl.
Yeah.
And then the major space rig overhaul, where they're going to redo the entire thing.
I know Dual Fears really wants to know more about Carl.
Yeah. He has his crazy, crazy theories.
Yeah.
And then there's a maybe list. We're not going to go down that, but it's a bunch of cool...
Yeah.
Soundly stuff. The only reason we cover a game like this is because we love this goddamn game.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't usually go down roadmaps, but this one is important.
Yeah. That's all good stuff, though.
Yep, for sure.
That's everything you could ask for in a game like this.
And even if they, like, don't stick exactly to that schedule, it's fine. As long as, you know, it's not too bad.
That seems like a lot. I mean, shit, October, that's not far away.
Well, they have October 18th and 19th updates, so that's, I got two updates within a day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, no, those aren't the days, guys. Those are just the number of the update.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, just like generally October.
The first two are in September, the second two are in October.
Yeah.
I mean, by Christmas, this could be a completely different game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll see. Hopefully it is, but better.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good game, but it's just, if you've spent enough hours in this game, you've soaked up all the content, everything there is to do. All right, next up, what do we got? Streets of Rage 4.
You guys ever play Streets of Rage?
Streets of Rage is the classic where you're trying to get your girlfriend back, and it's a side-scrolling beat-em-up, correct?
Actually, yeah. Nothing to do with the girlfriend, but yeah, pretty much that.
What do you mean nothing to do with the girlfriend?
I think Double Dragon has the girlfriend.
Yeah, Double Dragon was the girlfriend. This one didn't have anything
to do with it. Pretty sure the Streets of Rage had the girlfriend.
Negative. This one is...
the first one or the second one?
Well, yes. I don't know. Is Blaze Axel's girlfriend? I don't know.
They never really specify a relationship between them.
Yeah. I hope they bring the little black kid back on the roller skates, the rollerblades.
Yeah, his name was Skate. He was my favorite, dude.
Then there was the old guy and then the big tough guy.
Max.
Dude, I love Streets of Rage.
How come I never played it? It was a Sega? Is that why?
Yeah, Sega Genesis, yeah.
I played this a lot via arcade.
I played so much.
And I swear the cutscenes had to do with getting your girlfriend back.
I don't think this one ever came out on arcade.
We had a Final Fight That was the one that I played a lot, so I never got around to Stitch Roy. But it's the same thing, right? Anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's updated. Yeah. We got cel-shaded graphics. Looks really cool.
What am I thinking of if it's not Streets of...
Double Dragon, maybe?
Probably thinking
or Bad Dudes, maybe?
No.
Every other side-scroller beat him up, really?
Yeah. Almost all of them has a girlfriend that got kidnapped.
It might have been one of the Streets of Rage. They were trying to get a girl back. So, like, maybe the second one.
No, the first one was the president. The second one, you were trying to get Skate's brother back. The third one was... I don't know. The third one was hard. I don't think
anybody knows his fucking Streets of Rage.
I was all about Streets of Rage.
Yeah, I played a ton of Streets of Rage. Now, did you play the remake of Double Dragon when it came out a couple years ago? Double Dragon
Neon.
That game was good. I mean, they nailed it visually, and even the gameplay was pretty good, but there was something missing about it. I don't know. It was kind of hard to do the combos. Maybe that's it. But this looks a lot like that, like just graphically.
Yeah.
I think I really like where they landed with that Double Dragon Neon. Chad and I were playing it, laughing all throughout. It's just ridiculous. Like, you're fighting the first boss, and suddenly his palace turns into a rocket ship for no reason.
Yeah,
and you're flying to the moon. It's just so over the top, and like, it doesn't take itself seriously at all, which you can't with a game like that. I think they did a really good job with that. But at the end of the day, these side-scroller beat-em-ups can only do so much with, like, their limited mechanics. Like, Mother Russia Bleeds was, like, a good game, but we paid for a couple of hours. You can't really go. I don't see one of these games holding me all the way through, because none of them have.
Yeah, I mean, they get very repetitive. But I'm looking at, they have very, very little gameplay in this trailer.
Oh, yeah.
I'll pause it when it comes up, but it looks just like it did on the Sega, just, you know, obviously better. I mean, those enemies look the same.
Same enemies, yeah.
The fat guys that come out, like that, those are the exact same enemies from the Sega one. I imagine this is just going to be the same type of combo system, controls. Like, they aren't really going to change a whole lot about it if they're sticking that close.
And right now, they only have Blaze and Axel as playable characters, so we don't know who else is coming, but they really haven't. All that we know about this game is what's been released in this small trailer.
Yeah. You can play as Skate for $19.99.
I mean, this is, it's by Sega, or Capcom, right?
It's being licensed out by Sega. It's being developed by, I think, somebody called, like, Snake Cube or Cobra Cube or something like that. But they've made a couple games. One of them is for Switch. It's another, like, side-scroller game that was a redux of an old Nintendo classic. But they've done pretty well at the couple games they have made, so I think they're in good hands.
Hmm. Yeah, it looks good.
It looks really good.
I'm excited. When's the date that we can expect this?
Nothing.
Probably don't have an exact one.
Absolutely nothing. All we know is what's in this trailer.
Nope, not about a girl. It's a bromance. They're fighting for each other.
Yeah, it's not this one. And I know it's not Double Dragon, but there's one more out there. If you guys can figure it out for me. Let me know.
I'm Final Fight? What do they do in Final Fight?
I think they're kind of.
I don't know.
What if it's like Streets of Rogue, if that's like even a.
That is one, but it has no. It's not like that.
What was the point of Golden
Axe? Oh, it was Final Fight.
Golden Axe.
Was it Final Fight?
Yeah, Final Fight, where you were the two boys and you were going.
Guy and
Cody?
Cody, yeah. Or Hagar.
Or Hagar. Wow, you guys still have a name. Yeah. Oh, they're rescuing Hagar's daughter, Jessica.
Oh,
okay.
There it is.
So I confused.
And it's funny because Hagar is the mayor, but he just takes off his shirt. He's just clobbering.
Yeah,
he's huge.
And he looks like
he's proto Zangief.
Yeah, that's He looks like Zangief.
Zangief's based on him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I could see that.
He was in one of the Marvel vs. Capcom.
Now that you say that, like, I'm thinking about their double foot drop kick, and they both have that same move.
And they both, he has the 360 power driver without the 360. He just power drives.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a good
game. These games have a lot of, like, history in gaming, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next up, I'm very excited to talk about this. Cyberpunk 2077.
Their official gameplay trailer. I didn't have time to watch that at all.
Well, it's 48 minutes long,
yeah,
so I wonder
very
why.
Long.
Yeah.
It's practically a movie.
it's very long, but it's
really
entertaining.
Good.
I mean, it's gameplay, and they're going about it the right way. Because how many times do games or developers release like a trailer that's you know, more on the cinematic side. Yeah, and doesn't give you an idea of what the game is really about. So this is a trailer of just straight up gameplay, just not cutting any parts out really. Well, I mean, they skip around a little bit, but there's a long chunks of actual gameplay and someone talking over it and describing it and kind of explaining the whole thing. And it looks really good. I mean, the more I see about this game, the more excited I am. They really seem to capture the whole cyberpunk thing. And that's kind of a difficult, I think that's a difficult theme to do.
Well, Deus Ex kind of did it, right? But
yeah, they did a good job with it.
They were more, I'm taking a guess here. It was more of like the authority side that you were playing on that. And this seems more like on the punky side of it. The more,
this is like 100% cyberpunk. There's a lot of things that are kind of cyberpunk-ish, but this one, it actually takes things from other cyberpunk movies, books, or whatever, and kind of uses it here. They have the Mega Bloks from Judge Dredd. The Ripper Doc looks just like Henry Rollins' character from Johnny Mnemonic. Like, they really borrow a lot. I'm sure there's a lot more than what we've seen here. What I really liked about this, though, was the combat system. I mean, this is an RPG game, but the combat system, it's first person, first of all. Mm-hmm. And the combat system looks like a first person shooter, but there's maybe some sort of like bullet time slowdown effect.
Yeah. I happen to think it's probably one of her upgrades.
Yeah.
Probably one of the ones you want to go with. Obviously, it's so useful in a firefight.
Yeah. Look at that quest objective. Rescue the girl.
So one thing about this one is that it seemed to be on rails. That's the only thing I'll say about... not that the game is on rails, but the control, the way this guy's controlling the mouse, it seems like it was all pre-set up. Because the movements are so unnatural, the way that he's moving his gun and the way that he goes through the menus.
But that's pretty typical of gameplay demos, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be that.
And I think that part of it kind of makes the gunplay look a little weird. I think it'll be all smoothed out by the time. Because he's not controlling the mouse naturally. That's the only thing that I was saying. Mm-hmm. It looks fantastic. I can't say a bad thing about the whole fucking thing. It looks great.
Yeah.
There's titties.
There is a lot of nudity in this game. They do say it's mature. But yeah, I think whenever they do a gameplay trailer on this, even on first-person shooter games, they always smooth out the movement like that to give it more of like a... Not just a cinematic feel, but like a little more legibility, like so people can kind of see what's going on. Like nobody's going to be like peeking corners and like jerking the mouse around and stuff. I mean, in real games, people are, but in a trailer, you're just going to be, it's going to be kind of jarring.
No, it makes a lot of sense.
I want to switch to, we're watching the trailer right now or the gameplay demo, but I want to switch to some of the exterior shots because this game looks like Grand Theft Auto, but cyberpunk.
Yeah.
And they just, I mean, the visuals are so good. I want to live in this world. It's like Fifth Element.
Yeah, Fifth Element or what was the other one? The one that just had the 2053 version.
Oh, Blade Runner.
Blade Runner, yeah.
2049. This is who I was talking about earlier. So I don't know if you guys have seen Johnny Mnemonic. There's a character called Spider, played by Henry Rollins, who like, you know, does upgrades on people and shit. And he looks just like that. He's got the glasses. He's got the black shirt.
That's so cool.
That's obviously inspired by that.
Yeah.
They call him Ripper Docs in this. Like all the machinery in this looks totally cyberpunk. Come on, let me get to some exterior. There's some good ones when he's driving around.
This is all single player.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Correct?
I think so.
Yeah. Have they announced any multiplayer for this game?
They haven't talked about it at all. But that's the one thing that, like, I don't know if I'm going to be disappointed about that because I like multiplayer games. I like just being in a living, breathing world with actual other people. But I don't know. I could totally make an exception on this one, because even if it is single player, it looks amazing. Let's check out these guys' short shorts there. Look at that.
Yeah, super short shorts.
Pretty intense.
I like that you like that. You see that, but you don't see the naked girl to the right in the same clip. You were looking at the short shorts.
They're still naked.
Aren't those boobs?
Oh, no.
No. She's just got an outfit
no,
on.
She's
and
not.
The cars look
I'm
great.
I'm obsessed, guys. I'm sorry.
There's one Hispanic dude who just reminds us every 5 seconds that he's Mexican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I do kind of see, like, you never know what's going to happen in the future. Maybe, like, the Mexicans get Mexicaner or something. I don't know.
Say hombre after every single sentence.
What's he call her? Ruca? That's like an old term. Mm-hmm.
Bobby, you ever read Neuromancer?
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
I read that a long time ago, and I'm re-listening to the audiobook right now. But
Neuromancer.
Oh, do you know of it?
No.
So it's like
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, wow. It's a classic of like cyberpunk. Like, it's pretty much, a lot of people credit this as being like the origin of cyberpunk. I think it was written in like the late 80s.
That's cool.
And yeah, it has like a lot of the written by a Canadian. I can't remember his name right now, but yeah, he goes into he just talks about the world that is like Neo Tokyo. I think is what he I think he originally coined that term.
Hmm.
And yeah, he laid out a lot of like the foundation of what cyberpunk now is that a lot of people just go by now.
It's an interesting genre because people, a lot of times people have their own take on it or they borrow certain parts of it, but yeah, that looks interesting. I'll have to check that out at some point.
Yeah. I was talking to Taglora about this and he's like, oh, did you ever read Neuromancer? I'm like, yeah, I did a long time ago. So I just picked up the audiobook and it's an awesome book. It's really amazing. Is what he did, like, what he created, and that is now just taking as kind of token now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have to check that out. Could use a good book.
Did you watch the entire walkthrough, Bobby, the gameplay trailer?
I watched about half of it, and then I kind of skipped through the other parts.
Okay.
So they walk you through just about everything here, like choosing your character, customizing it, and then like going on a mission, interacting with different people, getting upgrades, the combat. Like they walk you through the whole thing. You kind of learn about all the players in there. Apparently there's like the corporate who is like this. I think that's a common theme in cyberpunk. There's usually a like this aristocracy or this big business that's like controlling everything.
The megacorp.
yeah, like the megacorp. Yeah. And they're the bad guys. You're like some street thug who's just trying to work their way up by just earning street cred and making money and, you know, just trying to. It really is like Grand Theft Auto, except set in a cyberpunk world.
Well, and more RPG elements.
Like, I feel like a 15-minute walkthrough is basically a spoiler, though, too.
That's what kept me away from watching it.
I wish they would make a crop version of this for people who kind of want to see some of the, like, you know, combat elements and this and that, but to sit
less
through
story.
50 minutes.
No, yeah. There's a bunch of videos out there where you can watch people kind of
people summarizing it and whatnot. Okay.
Yeah, people kind of summarize it.
Just let YouTube do it.
there's plenty of those out there.
Yeah,
so
okay,
much, in fact,
sense.
That when I tried to find this again, that's all I found was just like everybody else's hot take on the new Cyberpunk.
Spark Notes on Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah, but this is actually, if you want to find the real one, it's by CD Projekt Red on their YouTube channel, so I would look for that.
Okay.
I was kind of excited about this game, but the more I see, the more I'm more excited I get. Like, and that usually doesn't happen. I don't usually hop on the hype train here, but
I'm a looking, I'm a liking.
Actually, yeah. I was not at all anticipating this game until I saw bits of this trailer, and now I want to get it.
It looks really
I was definitely, like, as soon as we first talked about this, I knew this is a must-buy.
Yeah.
And I would say that for most gamers, especially
I
if they're big onto shooters. Yeah.
I'm just worried it's going to get delayed because this is scheduled for 2019. That's all we know. The Witcher was delayed, like, 6 months at least. How long was it? It was supposed to be out, like, March of, like, 2015 or something. Yeah. And we didn't get that till way later.
Yeah.
So I'm worried that's going to happen with this.
Hopefully not, but it'll be worth the wait either way. Mm. Rather it be done than
Exactly.
Early.
I mean, they're gonna release it when it's ready. All right, next up we've got Binding of Isaac Repentance.
Not a whole lot of reason to bring it up. It's literally just a title that comes up on the screen. But, that's old art from old things. You just click on that and just basically the name, that's enough.
That's loud. That's all it is.
Is probably going to be so insanely loud.
And that's so big. It's so big of a game that that's all they have to do for a trailer. You know what I mean? They already know that everybody's going to buy it. I don't know if it'll bring me back.
Well, what's the track record of Binding of Isaac DLC and expansions? Have there been good and bad ones? Have they all been good?
Some have been more game changing than the others. Some they just kind of, especially the last one, I think it was Afterbirth Plus. They just kind of took all the mods that people had made, the best ones, and put them in the game, which is cool. They put them in permanently.
Does Binding of Isaac have any multiplayer at all? I don't think
so. Yeah, it does.
Versus?
Sam and I play all
versus.
The time. No versus.
Yeah.
It's all co-op.
It's just got the co-op where the ghost follows you around.
Would it be fun versus?
I don't know. No, because it's all about, like, building your character, right? So you couldn't, like, build your character and then fight.
Well, what if you guys like work through a dungeon or a couple of rooms, and then you met and like by random you meet in a random room and you have to kill each other, and then you get more buff.
Oh, maybe if it was on like you were at your house and I was at my house, definitely not couch co-op. But yeah, maybe if you could run into other Isaacs in the dungeon, that'd be fucking kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, but maybe they'll put that in. The guy, I forget his name, but he's usually not like a promoter much, but he tweeted out that the 2018 is going to be the year of Isaac. So
yeah, Edmund McMillan.
Yeah, that guy.
Why?
So I don't know.
What are they doing so significantly?
They're doing this. I don't know what else. Maybe they have a bunch of stuff planned. I thought it was going to be done. I thought Afterbirth Plus was going to be. And then so there's another one called Antibirth, right? So that was a mod. It was a comprehensive game-changing mod that Edmund met with the guy, and he called him like a next level programmer or whatever. And I think they brought him on board for this next one. So, I think there's going to be all new shit on this new one coming up. So, it's exciting. I hope it's really good. So it brings me back, but at the same time, I don't want to lose the rest of my life to it.
All right. Subnautica Below Zero. So the first DLC for Subnautica going to be out in 2019. They don't have an official release date.
These guys are some slow developers, man. This game's been around for like a long 5 years.
Time. Well, it seems like it because it was in early access for a long time. And I made the mistake of playing a lot of it in early access. And then when the actual game came out, it was so much better. It was 10 times better. But then I was already kind of over it. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I spent like another 6 or 7, maybe 10 hours in it, but I couldn't. I got to the best part too. I got to the base building part. Now I just kind of gave up. But this looks just like we were talking with Deep Rock. They're going
icy.
Yeah. They're going to be in some sort of frozen area. What else is there going to be?
Oh, it's a new standalone story.
That's funny. It looks like in that still. Doesn't it look like a stalactite's coming down from the top?
Yeah.
And he's dodging it, which is kind of what we were just saying, talking about.
Yeah. So they've talked about this and what the game's going to include before. Like, this is no new news, but they've actually released concept art. I don't think these are screenshots, but concept art of it. And it looks pretty good. But yeah, this is going to take place after the events of Subnautica, and it's going to be in a different area of these like frozen wastelands. I'm assuming there's going to be new creatures. Yeah, it looks creepy.
And so, they're calling it DLC, even though it's kind of standalone, or they're just going to resell it.
Yeah, I think that
if it's a standalone, it's probably just a new one.
I think it's DLC.
I don't know. But to explain the screen art or the concept art, there's a mech that we see. There is a hovercraft, which tells me that maybe you're going to be walking on land.
Mm-hmm. Which you do in the first one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
And what is the
last? Well, would you count ice as land? Because that's just basically.
Yes, I would, Chi. And there's a Leviathan looking thing in one of them.
It looks a lot creepier. The first one looked like a tropical paradise. This looks like, I don't know, like a horror movie.
Barren wasteland of ice.
Yeah, but that's cool. I like that new direction, and I'm glad they're continuing to develop it.
Just also wait around for it, though, right? Don't try to play it too early if they do release it in
early access. One thing they mentioned that they're going to try to do with this was a lot more dialogue, like actual voice acting in this one, which there was audio logs in the first one.
Subnautica was very lonely, might I add, though.
Yeah. Lonely. Multiplayer would have been nice, or, you know.
Yeah.
Because you're like the only person out there. It's just you and a bunch of weird fish. So you really feel alone. All right. So, yeah, that's cool. Next up, this was recommended by Shadow Master. So you know it's got to be good. The Swordsman.
No, read the Chinese part, please. No.
Yeah, I don't know what that says. Is that, that's Japanese, right?
I think it looks like Chinese to me, Chinese. But I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's Chinese, too.
Racist.
No, I'm pretty sure that's
true. Might leave it up to the white guy and not know his characters.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I don't watch enough anime. So this is, let's see, Swordsman X is an adrenaline-fueled, free-roaming competitive action game that pits 100 players against each other in a battle royale. Players can wield a diverse arsenal of martial weapons, including bows, daggers, and other ranged attacks.
It's a battle royale in the feudal Japan or China.
Yeah. Basically,
Japan, it looks like.
$25. Now, the reviews aren't too hot on this. I browsed through a couple of them, and mm-hmm. they just boil down to net code errors, not being able to connect, especially if you live outside of the United States. It's pretty much impossible. But yeah, basically a battle royale game with feudal characters of Eastern origin.
A lot of at least one of the maps is on a rice paddy.
If you're... Oh, he just got assassinated.
It's Chinese. It's a Chinese game based on the reviews that we're reading. So
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like it could be good.
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad.
It would be a lot of fun.
But just needs work. Remember when Chad was on here, he used to say that 50% of the work that went into a game was netcode and multiplayer. Mm-hmm. 50%. That's fucking crazy.
That's a lot.
And I think when a lot of times when smaller developers get into the game, they don't realize how hard that part is. I wouldn't know. I would assume that we'd make a game and plug it into the wall and other people could play.
Yeah.
That's how my Emilio.
Well, that's how it used to work with old games, like back in the early 90s. That's all it was. Like Neko was just plugging it into the wall,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully you get a connection.
Yeah, I found is that Blip another person? I don't know. Maybe. Oh, I felt like that on Paladins. More on that later. Again.
All right, Far Cry 5: Dead Living Zombies.
The only reason I put this in there is. Because when I saw zombies on Far Cry 5, I was like, oh, maybe it'll bring me back to Far Cry 5. And then wait till you guys see these reviews on this thing. It's pretty bad. It's only $8, but at the same time, it's mixed. And I thought it was worse than mixed. I thought it was negative. Pretty sure it's negative. Apparently, there's no story whatsoever. Yeah, very negative, or what is it? Yeah, very negative. How often do you see that?
On such a reputable game.
Yeah. And so this is the third DLC. Anyway, they're just talking about, like, there's no storyline, no atmosphere. It seems to be very linear, which sucks when it comes to a Far Cry game. When we're playing Far Cry, you think, how am I going to attack this from any angle that I want, right? That's what Far Cry does from the beginning. And this one doesn't do that either. It's a linear path where you just go down. Seems like a money grab. It's just very sad that they would I would rather
It's so funny. One guy that left a thumbs up actually had a negative review.
Yeah, negative thing to say.
And I think it's just because even though to put his name on the board there, because they're going to show you a thumbs up review.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is not a good review. Stay away.
Yeah. what did I see?
That's funny.
On Reddit, somebody showed a Yelp review. I loved George. I would give him 10 stars if I could. Gave him 4 stars.
Wow.
Yeah. Some people misclick, I think, is what it is. Anyway, no zombies for us.
Wow.
Yep.
Pretty bad. All right, last one. Shakedown Hawaii.
Somebody put this up, Wakornius maybe, but I took a look at it. It's an 8-bit top-down kind of like, you know what it reminded me of is Metal Slug from a different angle, from a different view. Mm-hmm. And it just looks action-packed, a bunch of shooting, Lamborghinis over the top, craziness.
I don't know about that.
Funny stuff going on. I don't know. Looks
you ever
like
play,
it'll be really fun.
It looks a lot like Retro City Rampage.
Yeah, it does.
Can we look up the, what is it called? The definitive edition for Divinity?
Oh, for Divinity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were the differences?
Yeah, we got that coming
up
later.
That would explain it. Okay, so Shakedown Hawaii is made by the people who released Retro City Rampage.
By yourself? Let me guess, you were playing by yourself.
Yeah.
You have no friends.
Yeah.
I would totally get back into Divinity, though. I just wouldn't play it alone.
Divinity?
I think it's a lot easier to play alone. People aren't fucking everything up. Oh, man.
Yeah, but when you're playing with, like, the right people, it makes the game. It really does.
I'm like, it makes the game.
Well, yeah, it's
it gives a different perspective of the game, but it doesn't make the game good.
The beauty of Divinity is that it perfects co-op in RPGs.
No, I disagree.
Really?
I believe it has a really good co-op aspect, but I don't think it's...
I would not like, I like Divinity a lot, but the fact that they made co-op so seamless and the little intricacies of it that just turns the tides of everything, like it's realistic. It's like normally when you go in a multiplayer game or RPG, everything's just carbon cut. You get the same story, same experience, but this one here, each single player has a ripple effect in your game. And so it actually does feel like you're playing, what's the Dungeons and Dragons, you know, where like the, of course you're going through the story, but the story changes and it revolves around people's choices and decisions. And that is what makes a realistic, like it puts the reality in the RPG, which is, so that to me is not, I mean, you can't understate that at all.
I mean, you can do that in the single player though as well.
No, that's what our, but no, you can't. You can't play by yourself in a single player RPG and have shit happen in the world just because somebody else decided to do something in your world.
Yeah, you're right about that. But okay, you can have the other character do something. That
so
would,
you could pretend you're somebody else. You could pretend you're, you have like multiple personality syndrome or something, and then kind of counteract yourself, I mean, I guess.
That's one option, yeah. But yeah, what I'm saying is it doesn't change the game having two people. It just changes the experience.
It does change the game and the experience. Because when you play through the game and you're playing through it with somebody else, most likely you're not going to have the exact same playthrough.
Right.
Because certain things happen and because of somebody else's decisions. Why are we even arguing about this? Because...
Are we arguing?
Yeah, we are arguing. Because it's weird that you don't think that the multiplayer element of Divinity... It completely is a game, like it changes the game itself, right?
Not at all. The game itself doesn't change.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Your choices, matter in the game.
They really
Therefore,
don't.
It changes the game.
It really does. Your choices really don't matter. I mean, it can change your perspective on things. It can give you a different part of the story, but the game doesn't change. Like you always get to the same conclusion of the game.
Well, yeah, the last boss and everything else. But then in how you play and get through the game, it's different.
Mm. Well, I guess it depends on if you want to have more control over your characters. Like, it can be... when Emilio and I played the first one all the way through, you know, he would handle his character, I would handle mine, and we each got to do whatever we wanted with that one.
Mm-hmm.
And had I had control over his character, I might have built it differently. I might have changed it somehow or gone a different direction with it, but... I don't know. I think there's merit to both. It's just if you're going to play multiplayer or co-op in Divinity, you really got to make sure not even someone that you like and get along with, but someone who has the same schedule as you, because
yeah,
it's so difficult. A game like this, you're talking to play through start to finish, what, 50, 60, 70, 80 hours?
Yeah.
Like that's a commitment. It's a commitment. That's for sure.
Quite a commitment.
But it's nice because people do get a hop in and out. So...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't know. See, that I had a few playthroughs, and I was like, this is going to be my one where people can hop in and out. This is going to be the one that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And the one where people could come in and out, I would kind of give to whoever was online and wanted to play at that time. And I would have to catch them up to speed, and they'd kind of have to figure out kind of like, okay, what was the person before me doing with this character? What were they trying to stack?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's kind of difficult. But the Definitive Edition came out. I guess we'll talk about it now. What's different in this compared to the original one?
They did some quest line adjustments, spell alterations. They've changed the story a bit. They've revamped the entire dwarf story, including like the dwarves as a race and Rex. I think his name is Rex. The actual dwarf story character.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his name.
It's probably some stuff that they wanted to get in, but they couldn't in time.
Well, it was actually because there's a story element that kind of just seemed to pop up out of nowhere, and the community wasn't happy about that, so they gave more backstory to a certain piece of this game.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of surprised that they had a definitive edition of this, because it seemed like when the second one came out, it was a pretty clean release. Now, the first one, I remember playing the original one before the enhanced edition, mm-hmm. and that one had some very obvious issues. But I don't know. I'd say I thought the second one didn't really need it, but I guess it's cool that they did it.
Well, this one came out a year ago, I think, the first or the second one. And so what's the reason they're releasing this definitive edition is because they just released the console version. So right. When they released the console version, all the updates they did, they just mm-hmm. released it to PC as well.
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. And especially if we get it for free. Oh, yeah. I mean, we do get it for free.
Definitely. And nice. When you launch the game, it'll ask you if you want to go to Classic or Definitive Edition.
I wonder if you'll have to start over.
You do.
You do.
Yeah.
It's worth it for me. I mean, I'm not that far.
Yeah, it changes the story and everything gets cleaned up a bit.
Hmm.
If we like all promise to put in time every day.
I would want to play Divinity with you guys.
It still wouldn't
happen. I would just murder Minnie over and over and over if we played Divinity together.
It still wouldn't. It wouldn't work.
Is it There's still no the same way. Game, Minnie? If I just like sabotage you over and over and yeah. over.
We would have to treat it like D&D almost, where it's like, okay, we're getting together, set aside a few hours.
Yeah. I've been trying to get a D&D game going.
Yeah, and that's tough to do. I saw something. I usually don't find things like memes funny online, but I saw something, I think on Imgur, and it was a picture of like the Last Supper, you know, with Jesus. And it said, no one talks about Jesus's miracle of having 12 close friends in his 30s. Like, that's so true, man.
Yeah. The other one, too, is like, can we get a table for 24? But there's only 12 of you. Well, we're all going to sit on one side of the table, though.
All right. Let's talk about some games that we've been playing here. Who wants to go first?
I'll start. Scum seemed to be the biggest release this week.
Was it?
I think so.
Was it?
There's a lot of people talking about it.
I'm going to get higher pitched here.
I think so.
This game looks like it's going to give me HPV. I don't like it.
It's very, it is the epitome of what DayZ could have been. It's DayZ with way better graphics, way better handling, more intricacies, more technical stuff. It just goes on and on, like way better at a bunch of things, except for one thing, and it's the most important thing, unfortunately, is the netcode. Once you get close to another opponent or another player, it just falls to shit. Like, it's almost, no, it is unplayable. Like, everybody's teleporting around. It's really bad.
So the close quarter combat is just completely fucked?
It's completely fucked.
Is it an early access? This is what it is? It's not official release,
I think it is. Yeah, it is early access.
Well,
yeah.
Actually, let me rephrase that. I fought a guy, and it was I killed him, and it was a decent fight. Like, he didn't teleport around. But it seems like if you get three people together, that's when the chaos starts to happen, and everybody's glitching around. I was on an East Coast server, but my nephew was playing from the East Coast, and he was having this. He's like, this is unplayable. So that was really unfortunate. If you're shooting people from far away, I don't think it really affects you. I think you'll actually get the shots off. As far as like the whole thing that we saw, like working out and like getting fat or skinny and stuff like that, I don't think once you build your character, I don't think you can really adjust your character. I think you stay fat. I think. I don't know. But it's cool, like, because me and my nephew chased this guy down, and he was fat, so we knew that he wasn't going to be able to, like, keep up the pace. And so eventually we would run him down because we were a little more fit. But say he ran out of food and we ran out of food, he'd be able to exist longer with no food because he's living off his own fat. So there's a bit, and then if you're like really skinny, you have like mad endurance and you just like keep running. So you can tell by people's body types how they're going to react to the whole thing.
Okay.
I mean, everything's super in depth. And what I really like about this game is how much sense everything makes. It's like, oh, obviously I wouldn't be able to do that because I'm holding this in my hand. So I have to drop that from my hand in order to like put this backpack together, you know, like to sew this together. I'm obviously going to have to put this down on the floor because there's nowhere else for it to go because I'm sewing the backpack. Just like things over and over, it just makes sense. Like, while that sucks, but in real life, it would be exactly like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you have to watch how much pee you have in your bladder, how much poop you have.
Yeah, when you showed this game to us, you're like, the first thing you did was take a shit.
Yeah. And I didn't have the most food is pretty fucking scarce. I think that poop that you guys saw was like three mushrooms and an acorn.
Yeah.
It was very nutty, yes.
Yeah.
Well, $19.99 seems like an amazing price for
$20.
DayZ Perfected. Is that what you called it?
Except
I
for
love
netcode.
DayZ.
Except for netcode.
Except for netcode.
So once they get that going, I think you really like this.
DayZ is what got me into the Twitch world. So that was the first game I ever played and streamed on Twitch, and I had so much fucking fun.
The character interactions, Chi, is the same thing. Like,
really,
you know, the whole thing where you're like, "Hey,
like,
are you friendly? Are you not
friendly?
Are you friendly? Hey, whoa, 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 whoa!"
Yeah,
that thing.
Oh my god,
it's exact same thing.
I have to play this game now.
That map was huge. You showed us the map and you said one of these little blocks takes 10 minutes to run across. Yeah. If you can even run, you can lightly jog.
Yeah.
But there must have been, I mean, it must have been like 20 blocks wide or something, or 15 blocks wide.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking big. Map. Yeah. And they say it's like a fourth of what the DayZ map was. Think about that. So
yeah, I guess that one was, that guy's getting peed on. Did you hear about the little controversy they had here? Someone found, I actually saw it in this trailer, but somebody found like Nazi symbols tattooed on.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And on top of all the other stuff that, they took him out of the game now, but on top of all the other stuff, so you have other convicts to worry about, you have zombies to worry about, and then on top of all of that.
Really?
Yeah. And then on top of that, you have robots to worry about. And they fuck you up. Like, you can see them because they're big mechs. You can hear and see them from far away.
The robots are.
And what
AI?
Happens when you die? You have to. Do you respawn with nothing?
You respawn with nothing, but I think you can retrieve your body if you get it to it in a certain amount of time.
Oh.
Yeah. But.
Kind of like a backpack, I guess?
I think you loot it. I think you loot your body. I never got back to my body, so I don't know.
In DayZ, you basically just get your backpack back. Or your loot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's an interesting thing. So as you play, you get these things called fame points. Mm-hmm. I think you get fame points by killing other players, killing zombies, killing robots, doing the damn thing,
yeah.
Right? And then once you get some of these points, you can spend those points for perks once you die. So like if you die, you could spawn right on your squad mate for 100 fame. But that's
so it's like a one-time use. It's not like a permanent perk.
No.
It's nice because they're using it as a form of like currency.
Yeah,
I would call it currency.
And
really.
What I like, just to let you know how hard it is to get fame, I'm currently sitting at -62 fame.
Wow. How did you get
keep dying without killing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's like losing experience.
Declare bankruptcy and
Final
start
Fantasy
back at
11
zero?
Did that.
I think that server, I'm fucked on that server. So I might have to jump on another server.
Final Fantasy 11 did that, which is why it was considered probably one of the most hardcore MMOs out there.
Oh, because you could lose levels?
If you die, you could lose experience levels. And then you couldn't even level up without a party of five.
What?
Like a full party, yeah.
Wow.
You can't solo the game past like level 12 or 13.
Wow. That's how EverQuest
was. Or 21,
whatever. You can lose levels.
Like, because the grind would be way too much.
The graphics are beautiful, like really, really nice. It's just hyper-realistic survival, mm-hmm. and then add zombies and robots.
Cool.
There you go. I don't know how the gunplay is. I never got a gun.
Never got a gun?
Well, I got guns, never got ammo. Or I'll get ammo and I won't get guns.
It's a lot of scavenging.
All the shit's at the military base, but the military base is surrounded by fucking mechs. So you have it turns into a stealth game at that point. But then you're sneaking around corners and you'll run into another guy that's sneaking around corners. He's trying to quietly punch each other to death so the robots don't hear you.
Are they pretty much invincible, those robots? Like, there's nothing
I don't know.
Okay.
There's got to be ways to take them down. But those are computer players, right? You can't get your own robot.
No.
Is it too late for like DayZ done right, though? Like, is this the right time for this game?
See, people like to seem to like it. I think
for
it's
me,
doing
it
pretty
would
well.
Be because I mean, I'm already over PUBG.
Yeah.
So what's the... And I'm not getting into Fortnite, so why not get into a game that is better than DayZ?
Yeah. I feel like there's a small group of people that are just staunchly in favor of these types of games, like Arma. That doesn't have a hell of a lot of players, but it's those people
they love it.
As long as it translates into what the core of entertainment is in those type of survival games.
I think it does. I mean, like I said,
that's
really
what
realistic.
Would be important to me.
Is Flying Hawaiian playing this?
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like his type of game.
He saw me load it up when I showed you guys, and he's like, welcome to... at least 20 hours of perfect play or something like that.
That's awesome. I'm definitely going to try this out.
It's got 31,000 people playing now.
Yeah.
Today's peak, 65,000. So it's got a decent player base.
I think that was a very good price point, too.
And yeah, $20.
Had it been a dollar more, I wouldn't have done it. I bought it on a whim.
And by the way, I know last week I said I was going to get back in WoW. I'm not getting back in WoW.
Did you play it, though?
No.
No.
You
logged in. I saw you log in, though, at least. No?
Well... I logged in, but I didn't. No, not WoW.
To Blizzard, maybe?
To Blizzard, yeah. Just BNet.
Somebody tried to hack my account again.
Again?
Yeah.
Dang.
Gotta get on top of that shit.
You gotta get the two-factor authentication.
Man. I turned it on. So I think that's the only reason they didn't hog it. They didn't hack it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. What else we got here? Guacamelee 2.
Yeah, Guacamelee 2. Another Metroidvania. Trying to keep on my streak of reviewing a Metroidvania game a week. Oh, man. That's going to be quite a task. But, man, this is a good game. The humor in this one.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Like,
it's already looking funny. I'm not even reading the fucking book. <Yeah. laughs> That guy looks like my dad.
So this is a throwback to Street Fighter, of course, when they beat the crap out of the cars in Street Fighter
2. For no reason. Yeah.
You get to do that. But it's like, in that part, it's like his prized possession. And mm-hmm. You just destroy the car. But the comedy in this game, like, they, at any junction, they will just take the advantage to make this game funny. Sometimes it goes a bit overboard, but there were some points where I was just like laughing out loud of the ridiculousness that's awesome. Happening.
And you don't see that in platformers.
It's not offensive, is it?
Not at all.
It's well put together.
Yeah, it's all clean humor.
Okay.
It's fucking beautiful.
You played the first one, right?
I played the first one, yeah.
It's so nice to look at.
So, yeah, this one just like doubles down of what the first one did. More combos, ways to expand your character. You have more moves you can do, like instead of just like being able to throw them in a certain direction, you now have like power moves where you can like use like an actual wrestling move.
Like more wrestling moves. Yeah, nice. Yeah, there was a lack of that on the last one.
Yeah, definitely. It was punch, kick, and throw.
So do you start with all the abilities that you had on the first one, like turning into a chicken and
it's very like
smashing through the wall?
If you played like pretty much every Metroid, it starts off the same way, where you start off where the last one left off. You have all your powers.
And then you lose
then
them.
Something happens and you lose it. Yeah. Pretty much the same thing happens. So the start of this game is like you play the end of the first game, just the last boss. And then it starts off like 5 years later, and it's like you, and you have like a beer belly, and you have a family, and you're just like worthless. You're wearing chanclas and shorts. You're not who you used to be.
Yeah.
So you have to go through that process of becoming a luchador again.
If there's one overplayed trope in movies and games, it's the reluctant hero. He used to be the best, but now he's let himself go. Or his family died, so he quit, but now he's back.
Yeah. Same trope here as well. Yeah. This game, what else was I going to say? Oh, the callbacks to this game. They have so many references.
To the first game?
To everything. Like, from like space science theater to Super Mario and the Thousand Year Door, like just obscure references. Like I started to try to list some, and I lost track because I was like 15, at like 3 hours into the game.
Damn.
And that was only what I noticed.
What's the time to beat on
like
this?
A Mexican spin on it, or no?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Okay.
Time to beat took me 7.5 hours.
Oh, you finished it?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Nice
it's
work.
A 8.5 hour game.
Shit.
Yeah.
Was it worth the 25?
Was it 25 bucks? I think it was 20.
Was it 20? Seems steep still.
Yeah, $20. $20. Yeah, definitely worth it. Really fun game. There's more replayability. There's a lot of harder to get. Like, you remember, though, Bobby, you played this game, right? The first one?
The first one, yeah.
So you remember they had those like those puzzles where it's like there's like a chest at the end. You have to like do all kinds of like jumping and
the jumping.
So yeah, those are back, and they have like new moves on like wall running, wall jumping, and some other.
That was a good part of the game.
Yeah, so those are back, and they're a lot more difficult than they used to be.
Hmm.
So yeah, there's some replayability in this.
I'm surprised how few people are playing this though. So concurrent players right now. 200.
Dang.
Today's peak, 300. It's not a lot of people.
Not a lot of people.
I mean, for a game like this, though, I don't know. You see the big numbers on games like Scum or DayZ or, you know, those persistent world games where, you know, you log in, you play for a while, then you log out. Not these single-player campaign-type games.
But
still, that seems lower than it ought to be.
Yeah. You know, it took Shadow Master for this to pop up on my radar. Like, I had not seen it, and I'm pretty...
Yeah, we knew it was coming, but then it just kind of came out of nowhere. And like, when I found out about it, it was like, it came out 3 days ago. And I'm like, what?
I feel like they dropped on the marketing.
I don't know. Where was the fucking banners and pinatas and confetti?
That's exactly what they say about our podcast every week. So we're, how am I supposed to know this thing comes out? We don't even post it anywhere. All right.
Yeah, it's a fun game. Give it a try if you like Metroidvanias.
Better at first than the
second one? Yeah, man. Actually, it took me like maybe 2 hours to actually like at the first 2 hours of this game was kind of slow. And I was like, man, am I really just going to... I'm just playing it just to talk about it. But then like after that, I was like, man, this game is really fun.
And Metroidvania of the year so far, still.
Still, Yuko's Island Express.
Whoa!
Really? Not what was the black
Dead
and white?
Not Dead Cells.
That's a Roguevania. That's a different
Hollow Knight. I don't think he's played Hollow Knight though.
I will be getting to that. But yeah, that game came out like 2 years ago, I think.
So were you saying what black and white one, Bobby?
I was thinking of, it's not really a Metroidvania. I was thinking of the platformer, the hand-drawn one, the old-timey cartoons.
Cuphead?
Cuphead, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not at all.
Yeah.
And not Metroidvania.
No, I see a controller game, I'm like, it's one of
For once, Bobby derails the podcast.
People have been suggesting Metroidvanias to me, and I really do appreciate that. Keep them coming. One was The Messenger, which I'm going to be getting to. It's like a Ninja Gaiden, like a Nintendo Ninja Gaiden. And put in like a Metroidvania, or that's what I hear at least.
That's the one you're playing on the Switch, though. Right?
That, yeah, I just got that on the Switch. I played like 2 minutes of it just to see what
the graphics are rough.
And it's made by Devolver too, so that's really cool.
Yeah, it does look like Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, it looks exactly like it.
Yeah, so I'll be talking about that next week, hopefully.
I'll pass on this one. Those graphics are a little too rough for me.
Yeah,
you can't be mad at it because it's almost expected.
I'd rather go play NES.
That's true. It does seem like you're playing it.
But I wouldn't, though. Actually, I played on the NES controller the other day. I was like, oh,
the
my God.
Button brick.
Dude, those things are so small.
Is there anything worse than holding this thing?
It's got these jagged, sharp corners.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, there was no controller less comfortable than that.
Nah.
Yeah, we made a lot of progress.
Looks-wise, looks pretty good.
Very functional.
Yeah.
Two buttons and a square.
All right, so last Saturday we had our DLG game night. DLG/Diplo had a lot of people from the Diplo server over there. Pretty good turnout. Yeah. We played a bunch of stuff on Tabletop Simulator, and that's something that I think everybody should own and have installed just ready to go.
Yeah.
Because you never know when it's going down. And it is a great little program. I don't even call it a game because it's just something that you load games on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But the games that we played... I actually got to try out a lot of stuff I've been hearing about Secret Hitler. I didn't really enjoy it.
Yeah. Can you explain it? I still don't know.
I was in the process of like messaging back and forth with two people while trying to learn the game. And whenever you have a board game and someone tries to like teach you it, or you're reading the instructions, it's just like, it's like reading an instruction manual. They just front load you with all this information and you have no way of like, it's not applicable knowledge at that point. Yeah. Like you aren't using it. So it means nothing to you.
And trial by fire is the best way.
Yeah. You just got to get into it.
Yeah. Well, it also takes a certain type of teaching ability when it comes to people.
Yeah.
Because obviously I'm a huge fan of board games and so is my family. And when it comes to explaining new board games, my big brother always takes the reins because he actually knows how to break apart the game and make it understandable for anybody that is either tenured or completely casual or brand new to board games.
And that's probably why you have such, like having somebody at your games is probably why it did so well.
It's almost like the game master.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really. And not everybody, even though people have played the game before, they probably wouldn't have a really good time. I feel like most people I can't rely on to try to explain me something. Yeah.
Well, whenever you're playing board games.
And especially if you're doing Tabletop Simulator where everything is just through audio and you don't have a person physically kind of showing you like all the different scenarios.
Well, you share
and whatnot.
The same board. And
yeah, you kind of.
Well,
yeah.
Kind of. But like when someone's explaining a board game to me, like they're laying up the board, they're showing like different card movements and stuff like that. So,
well, I mean, you can do that to a certain extent.
Yeah. To a certain extent. Okay. There is a limit. But yeah, you can move things around and show them. Because they can, like you have a blue hand and everybody has a pink or purple hand.
Yeah.
So like the guy showing it can be like, hey, and then you do this and you do that.
Yeah.
Because there's no structure at all.
Yeah. And you can kind of tell what other people are doing. Like if you hold down the Alt button and hover your mouse over something, it zooms in on it. So whenever someone would play a card, you'd see all the hands just go over to that card, and you knew that was everybody looking closely at the card. So you kind of understand.
What, you could kind of cheat? Or No.
Like, just zoom in. Yeah, reading.
Yeah, just so they could read
the card. Does anybody really know Secret Hitler? Who's played it, like, extensively?
A sniper was explaining to us. Yeah, he was doing a good job of it, but...
Yeah, I didn't really enjoy that one, but I was a little distracted.
It's got to be a reason. There's the number. Maybe it just plays well on that platform. It's the number one game played on it.
Well, it seems like it was one of those games. It's a lot of like mind games and lying, kind of like that one game that we would always play where you have to like fool other people into thinking you're an AI.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can never remember the name of it. Yeah. It's like that.
Hidden in Plain Sight.
Yeah, Hidden in Plain Sight.
And by the way, I got the name of the game we can never remember, Bobby. I was asking Nico, You remember, we played it with him and his friend Nick, Nick and Nick, remember? Anyway, it's Nether. It's
Nether, called, yes. Okay.
So we've been digging for that for, not that it matters to anybody at this point.
At this point?
I doubt people are playing it. They had some...
Nether Resurrected is what it's called now.
Now. Maybe it's better.
Yeah.
$5? Dude, this game was solid, dude, for... I mean, no, it was not solid. It had a bunch of holes in it. But for $5, it's fucking...
So what is it?
Play it.
Yeah. Huh?
What is it?
So it's like... I hate to jump off of where we were,
yeah.
But...
Yeah. I mean, it was like when all those games were getting popular, like DayZ and all those open world games, but not quite Battle Royale. But then this one came out, and you actually had objectives. It was like, go to this location, grab this, and bring it back here and trade it in for goods. And then there were like big boss battles. Like you'd find a boss and take him down and get a bunch of like points somehow.
But there's other squads of humans doing the same thing. And if you run into each other, then there's a firefight.
Yeah. It's almost like Hunt.
It's like Hunt with four or five players at a time.
It was like when DayZ was out and there were all these copycats, but like none of them had a point really. You just found your own point. But this one was like, hey, here's some objectives. Here's some goals for you guys to go out as a group and do. So it was really cool in that way. But then the graphics, they look okay in a screenshot, but when you play the game, it looked so janky. And it had all sorts of like technical problems. But
out of all of them, I wanted this one to make it.
Yeah, this one had potential.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Tabletop Simulator, we played Secret Hitler. Wasn't crazy about that one. We got to play Munchkin. I played that for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Munchkin. That one was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you play board games with people, there's always a point where you're just like, well, what do we do if this happens? There's always that, like, moment where you don't know what the rule is and you're checking the rule book and, you know, you ask the most knowledgeable person on the game. They're like, I don't know. You
and try they to have Google to look it up. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, so that's something about board games that is just different than video games.
Until you do it a few times and everybody knows and you guys really find your groove. And even more than that, you find out what some players are good at. And then you know to like watch out for that from them, you know, like being deceptive or something like that. Like you can, fourth, fifth time you play a board game with somebody that you can really, really get into the groove with them, and that's when...
Well, I'm just talking about the rules of the game. Like, there were some things that we just weren't sure about. Like,
I think
if you fight two monsters... Yeah,
something...
If you fight two monsters at the same time, do you get the treasure from each or something like that?
Or do you
like
get
that.
Both levels? Are you or, two
yeah,
levels?
Do you level up for each one or just one of them?
I don't know either.
Shit like that where the rule book didn't quite explain. But anyway, Munchkin was pretty cool, but I have to say the most fun I had was actually playing Settlers of Catan and... Trivial Pursuit.
Trivial Pursuit was ridiculous, man.
So, Trivial Pursuit.
I would have shown up for, is it Catan or Catan? I call it Catan.
Doesn't matter.
I think it's either
whatever
way.
You say.
It's spelled with one T, though. It looks like Satan with a C. So I don't know what's going on there.
Okay.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I would have showed up for that.
That was my first time really playing that game. I'd watched people play before, not really knowing what's going on, but that was a hell of a lot of fun. Late at night, like when, you know, a couple people are still hanging around, we're just kind of dicking around, we busted out Trivial Pursuit, and that was fun. Mostly just to find out how stupid some people are. I'm going to ask you guys a few questions. I'm going to read the room here and see if you guys get this. All right. And
let's say if you know that, say your name, and that'll be your buzzer. Okay.
What's going on?
No, we don't have just raise your hand if you know the answer.
Okay.
Okay.
For what?
All right.
The question.
Who wrote "How the Grinch Stole Christmas"?
Doug.
All right. So everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will we just raise our hand or do we call it out?
Oh, is it Dr. Seuss?
It is.
It's Dr. Seuss. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. What was the movie with Bill Murray where he repeats the same day over and over again?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that
okay.
one.
Okay. All right.
Millennial.
All right, who was Obi-Wan Kenobi's Jedi Master in The Phantom Menace?
Can I say the answer that Gimmy gave?
Fuck this game. I quit.
I want to say
this
the
table.
Answer.
Fuck this game.
I want to say the answer that Gimmy gave, which was Ben Kenobi.
Wow. Qui-Gon Jinn, by the way.
Yeah.
I know.
Just to clarify. Yeah, so we had some fun there. But it was, at first I think we were doing the Lord of the Rings one, and I didn't know any of that shit.
Oh, yeah.
That was just like...
It was for like the super Lord of the Rings nerd.
Like, what was the shape of the crown on Balinor?
Who is?
What? No, nobody is. We was for anybody who is.
So were you doing a Star Wars one when the Star Ones came up? Or
no, just no, no, that was just under the
entertainment General section. Is the best, I would imagine. So
yeah.
Everybody...
Yeah, they have different categories.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, there were some really tough ones. I was getting a bunch of softballs, man. Like, my first questions were all so easy.
Dude, I was getting angry because I was reading to you every question.
By the way, I just had... Okay, Bobby, it is Catan, according to
you. It is Catan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Settlers of Catan.
It's like potato, potato. It doesn't really matter, I don't think.
Settlers
it's
of
a game changer, Emilio. Oh, you weren't here for that.
What is the Catan game? You didn't explain it at all.
We're not here to explain every single board game that you can play.
I love board games.
It's just like, a lot of fun.
Almost like
it's almost
like a 4X strategy game.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, it's like a downsized version of Risk.
Risk? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
With resource management and territory... basically your
acquisition.
Territory acquisition, and you're trying to get as many points to win. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, you have to make smart trades.
What are the numbers like?
And positioning.
How many people do you guys get? And was the game able to support that without going crazy? Mm-hmm.
Well, and that always determines how many people can play. I think at the highest, we had 8 to 10 people.
Yeah.
Like a pretty big crowd for something like that.
Oh my God, what time is it?
It is
6:50.
Oh, sorry. My phone, for some reason, says it's 9:50, like something.
No, it just said it's Catan.
I was like, what the fuck happened to the time? Like,
but it was also funny because we were playing with some Canadians and some historical questions would come up. So that got me asking, what do you guys learn in school? You don't learn about like American history or anything like that. So, Trivial Pursuit is like just one big conversation starter. I really enjoyed that. And it completely captured that spirit of just like over at your buddy's house, staying up late, playing board games. Like I haven't done that since I was a kid. And that's kind of what it felt like.
That's awesome.
Well, you're a man who's over 30 years old with at least 3 friends here and a girlfriend. That's 4. And Emilio's
and a job and a podcast 6, and some side hustles.
That's 6 heads. We could definitely do a board game night.
Yeah, we could.
In my new patio, I can have an outdoor board game day.
You have a nice big one.
Yeah. And we can have barbecues.
What board games will we play on board game night?
Settlers of Catan.
Yeah, we could do that.
Catan, not Catan.
So there's different maps to that. Right? Because we were playing on a very small one, just because we were learning it.
My bar.
But how do you, if you were playing this in an actual board game, in a digital thing like Tabletop Sim, it's real easy to just, reset it, choose a different board, whatever. But when you're actually using the physical game, how do you switch? Like, does it come with multiple boards? Can you add on areas? Like, how do you control the size of the map? Yeah.
Well, no, it's one fixed board, but with expansions, it enlarges.
Oh, so you put, like, expansions on top of it. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In case you didn't hear that, just let me repeat myself. All right, I'm a little bit more awake. I had I'm, like, bitch face on the whole entire time tonight. Hmm? No. Hmm. Thank
Some
you.
Whiskey, I don't know if that's going to help.
All right,
yeah.
Moving on.
All right, so, yeah, buy Tabletop Simulator, install it, be ready. You never know when it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with Paladins?
Not a whole lot. It is exactly what everybody thinks it is. It's a free version of Overwatch. So you have to unlock the characters. It's very... it feels a lot like Smite, except for the gameplay, where the gameplay is first-person shooter, arena shooter, some people call it, or ability shooter. You have 2 abilities plus an ultimate. I mean, it's... The characters are the same. Everything's Overwatch. It's just back and forth. I was having a good time, but the game was having a hard time matching me up with people, at least of my level. So there was just repeated. I must have played 12 games, and even the 12th game, that's when I was like, okay, uninstall, because all other 9 people were bots. On the 12th game. And the other games, they were just like people mixed in. So I don't know how much trouble they're having with their player base, or maybe it's because I'm a new player in an older game. But I always wanted to try it out. If you're wondering what the graphics look like, it's exactly like... what's their battle royale? Realm Royale. They took all the assets. I mean, even the sound effects. They basically just ported the certain parts of that game and just put it right into Realm Royale. So it was kind of backwards for me. I was playing, what is this called? What are we talking about? What's this game called?
Paladins.
I was playing Paladins, being like, this is a lot like Realm Royale, but actually it's the other way around.
Yeah.
If you're curious, this is the only thing I recommend. Well, it's free, so you could just pick it up and have some fun because, you know, there's a ton of characters and they're really well done and stuff. But if you don't know what Overwatch is and you want to find out for free, play this, and then maybe you'll find out if you want to pay $20. What is it, $20
for Overwatch?
30? It used to be 40.
40.
When Overwatch 40. Came out. Yeah.
And that shit, Blizzard shit, does not go on sale very often, right?
What they do is they give you the expanded edition for like $20 off, so that becomes $40, but the $40 one never goes on sale.
Yeah, yeah. They'll do like a free weekend. Yeah.
Must be nice being Blizzard.
All right, we got one more thing on here. What is it?
Do you think Ubisoft just says, hey, you guys just keep doing what you do, and just or send them like big notes, like you're gonna. I doubt it. I think it's just like,
wait,
just,
Ubisoft.
Yeah, owns Blizzard, right?
Activision.
Okay. Activision. Does Activision send them big notes? I feel like it's just like, keep making money. And
probably,
we'll just keep collecting.
But more and more games are popping up on their launcher. It almost seems like Activision's like, hey, you guys are doing pretty good over there. How about we
shoehorn this in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I hope that doesn't continue, but whatever.
Anthem's coming out. No. Is that going to be on that one?
I don't know. I haven't mentioned it. It's just Destiny 2 and the new Call of Duty game are on it far. Yeah. But I wouldn't be surprised if Anthem was on there.
Is it Anthem Origin?
Is it? Yeah, yeah.
It is.
Right.
Yeah, my bad. My bad.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Resident Evil 7.
Yeah. So last week I mentioned the next single player game I was most likely going to be is Resident Evil 7. Previously, before when I played this game, I was probably, three quarters in? More than halfway.
Wow.
More than halfway in the game. It's not a very long game.
Did you pick up where you left off?
No, because it's been so long. I know that if I did that, I would miss so many different elements of story and gameplay. It would have been over. It wouldn't have felt like it was the full-on experience again. What's crazy about me playing this game again is how I can anticipate things and still be
scared by them.
Scared, if not more scared. and I did stream this and literally fell out of my chair anticipating something, a jump scare that I knew was coming, but it didn't come when I thought it was going to come.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
And then it just hit me right when I was like, when you calmed down a little bit. I'm like, okay, well, weird. I thought it was going to be there. And then like, boom. And I literally fell off my chair. I think it's clipped on my Twitch page or whatever, and I'll probably link it. But I love this game, but I hate it. Oh, fuck. I hate it at the same time because I am not good with jump scare games.
Like just right now?
Yeah, watching the trailer.
Wow.
But
I'll turn it off.
Cover your eyes, Chi.
But here's the thing, and people are like, oh, you need to play this VR. I'm like, no, I will not survive if I tried to play this VR. Because when I originally played this, Max and I were working through it together, which made the game tolerable for me.
Oh, right.
And now I'm actually playing it alone, and I'm just dying on the inside. And it is a whole new experience.
Stream?
Yes, I am. So
that doesn't help?
No.
Wow.
In fact, they do all these different things to jump scare me.
Yeah.
Like they'll do a timely subscription or something. And then I was on Discord, unfortunately, just in my own channel, trying to like have everyone ignore me. But someone snuck into my channel. I don't know how they did it without me hearing them. And then just like startled me, like screamed through the mic and scared the shit out of me. So it's fun, but it makes me want to cry. So, but I will beat this game because it's kind of like, this was one of the games that kind of was like, you know, I used to share with somebody.
Yeah.
And I just kind of want to be that tough girl that could be like, you know what? I don't need a co-streamer for this. I can make it through this, you know? And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lay Resident Evil 7 to rest.
Cool. Before forgetting this, fucking Overcooked 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we just played it.
A lot of the same, but improved, I think. Yeah. The throwing mechanics is definitely, you can chuck things at each other, and they'll automatically catch it. I thought that was kind of nice. Before, you kind of had to, like, throw it with the speed that you were walking. Like, you were dropping it with momentum, and it was just kind of a mess. So there's that. Now, I also see that there's...
And it's funny, because you could get hit in the face by something, and it kind of knocks you...
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it knocks you back. Because you kept on throwing potatoes in my face. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't looking. I just chuck potatoes. I don't ask questions. there are more things to do now. Before, it was just chop, cook, serve. Now it's either chop, boil, fry, sear. Deep fry.
You can sear meat.
Sear.
Yeah.
Like, there's a bunch of different things. Yeah. And then sometimes, and on one of the levels, it just completely went from Italian to Japanese.
I like that they did do cultural integrations.
Yeah, they should have. I mean, I mean, that's what food is, really, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I think they have...
What's the storyline, though?
The storyline seems pretty good.
Because in the first game, it was sort of horror movie spaghetti thing. And meatballs.
It's Night of the Living Bread.
Yeah,
Night of the Living Bread. That's hilarious. I still want to play so much of this game, but I want to play it, beginning to end.
It seems better in just about every way. The new mechanics are also used in the maps, so the maps are... they put more effort into it. There was one map that we played where we're on a skyship, and then it crashes into another restaurant, and then the last part of that map you have to play out in that crashed or that wreckage of the restaurant.
Yeah, that's the one that went from Italian. We were Italian up in the sky, and then we crashed into a Japanese restaurant. Had to keep on cooking.
So they're doing new things with that. There's also ones where areas are split, and you have to throw things across a gap. So it's a lot better. Now, someone said this game was a lot easier. I don't think it's any easier, but they grade you a lot easier. It's a lot easier to get 3 stars. I imagine that'll ramp up as you go through the game. We only ended on level 2-1, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, we're getting all 3 stars until Chi showed up, but I don't know if that had anything to do with...
We got 0 stars.
And also, dude, I will freely admit, there are times where I just go in circles and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with my hands. I hope Bobby tells me what to do because I am lost.
Yeah. I kind of miss Chad when it comes to playing this game, too.
So there's...
Why can't you just chop? All you have to do is chop. Chop. I'll do the rest. Just chop.
It's like, yes, Commander Chad. Yeah. It was so funny.
And then we would chop everything, and he's like, I can't keep... It would never work out.
Yeah, I mean, it's still got that same kind of frustration of dealing with people. It's... Again, this is a game that is not going to be fun if you play single player.
No.
It's definitely meant for multiplayer. Now, they do have the online version, which we haven't been able to test out on this. Unfortunately, everyone needs a copy of it, so that can get a little expensive at, $25 a piece?
Ooh, yeah.
But it also has to be pretty...
I would not want to play it with random people on the internet.
Well, communication is such a big part of it. Yeah. Now they have an emote button, so you can kind of convey what you're doing.
Which is even more to do.
Yeah, it happens so fast that doesn't really work. It's much better
if you can actually talk to the person. It's definitely a couch co-op type of game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... A really good one, in my opinion.
Not really. If you're in Discord and you're playing with people you actually know, but when I say multiplayer online with strangers, hell no.
No.
Yeah, that would be wrong.
Hell no.
Yeah.
But with people I know, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we love the first one, and this one's better. So there you go.
Awesome.
I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Isn't there a program that lets you... have other people
or something
simulate an extra controller for your computer?
Yeah, I've tried a few times. It's
too laggy. Wouldn't be worth it. Or
sometimes it works.
It worked. I remember it being kind of like hard to set up, but anyway.
All right, so I guess we're going to get into hardware here. Forgot to mention on the DLG Game Night, special thanks to Sniper for putting that all together. He runs a lot of stuff over the Diplo. They had a movie night the other night. I wish I could have made that. They were watching Hardcore Henry, but...
Have you seen that movie?
I have not. I've seen the YouTube version that is kind of based off of, but yeah, I do want to see that. So I'm sorry that I missed it. But yeah, check out Diplo.gg, I believe is their website.
Yeah. And, they're a much better organized gaming group.
Yeah, and they got a lot more people. So if you're looking for people to play with, like, that's a good place, especially if you're looking for a lot of people playing HOTS, a lot of people playing WoW over there, a lot of people playing... I don't know, everything.
Everything. But if you're looking for bigger dicks, you come to DLG.
Yeah.
Millie, have you seen Hardcore Henry?
Yeah, I watched like half of it or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you weren't feeling it or what?
I loved it, dude.
That might be all you need to see in that movie.
Yeah, I saw half of it and then I had to go and then I just never picked it up again.
You know what I tried to do?
Like, I get it.
This week that I had to just give up in the first 2 minutes because I knew it was going to be an investment. Godfather is on Netflix.
Have you never seen it?
I've never seen it.
And that's a good pickup by them. Yeah. Because there's a lot of people who haven't seen it.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, The Godfather, finally. You know, I'm going to watch it. And then I saw how long it was, and I was like, all right, time out. Yeah.
I think that movie has an intermission. Yeah, like, the screen goes black, and it says intermission. The second one definitely does. I think the
it's
first
like, get
one
up, maybe
how long
like,
is it?
Get the blood flow.
It's like three
the
and second a half.
One's, 3 hours.
The second one's 320, 323, I think. Yeah.
And the first one's 3.
I don't think I can watch a movie alone that long. I'd have to, like, definitely be sitting with somebody.
It's like, I'll need a little chill section in there.
But that movie, though.
I always say that, like, Lord of the Rings is for, like, when you get really sick. But I don't really...
That's true. I watched Lord of the Rings last time I was sick.
It's really good to do.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. It's funny.
I just never get sick because I'm fucking awesome.
That and The Princess Bride. That is, like, my go-to feel-better movie.
Chad, I think, says that's the best movie ever made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss Chad.
Acer, okay, so we're talking about some hardware here. Someone had posted in the Discord, Robot Ninja linked this. And
got some stuff in the news. Are we skipping that part?
I jumped all the way to hardware. we can do
hardware.
First.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we usually did hardware first. I don't know how that got flipped around, but whatever.
Okay.
Let's keep rolling with hardware.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So I heard them bring this up on the PC Gamer podcast as well. This is the Acer Predator Thronos. I don't think it's out yet. I know, kind of an odd name. But check this thing out. So this
Holy
is a
shit.
Gaming they look like, chair.
I thought they were controllers when I first saw it.
No, they look like the crowns.
From far away, yeah, they look like something you'd wrap around your hands. But on closer inspection,
or your
these
head even.
Are...
Oh, they're chairs.
Yeah.
They're these pods.
These
are a chair with three monitors wrapped around it and like this long arm coming over the top to hold them.
It's like what you'd see at an arcade, or maybe their new land centers are going to have this shit. Yeah, like it's a fully immersive, like, you know, the Jurassic Park games, you go in, you know, you mm-hmm. what's the, you close the curtains.
You put your 75 quarters in.
Yeah. Or you only play until like the first boss because that's all you can afford after you die.
Yeah, three like curved monitors. Yeah. It's pretty cool looking.
Yeah. This seems like too much, man. I can never imagine gaming in something like this. They don't have
a
price
on it yet. I can imagine like
a
gaming arcade having something like this. That would be cool.
If I was a non-gamer and I walked into your apartment and I saw that, I'd be like, are you from the future?
are you who's that guy from that movie that they just made?
Wow.
You know what I'm talking about with the kid and the thing, Spielberg.
Yeah. How much is this? 5,000 minimum?
No. The one about... Is that the Oasis?
Well, scroll down, Bobby.
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One. Yeah, that's what this looks like.
Bobby, that says right there it can start at 5,000.
You're talking about
with four zeros.
You know, this is a different chair.
No, I understand that, but like in that link, it said $5,000. It says yes with four zeros. 5,000 has three zeros. So they mean $50,000?
No, they probably mean 5,000.
So three zeros.
No, they got to be talking 50,000, right?
$50,000 for this shit right here?
No.
No one's paying 50 grand for that.
Nobody's paying 5,000 for that either. That's way more than 5,000.
I don't know, dude. $5,000 would be a lot more reasonable than 50.
Oh, look, they even have
but
it
that's
set
not
up.
For this device. This is for a different one that looks a lot like it. So they're trying to figure out how much is this thing going to cost because they haven't said yet.
But the other one, does it move?
I don't think I would like this. Because the chair doesn't really have mobility. I feel like it's really important. Well, unless you're like super comfortable, you don't need to move. But I don't want to feel like I'm in a car seat when I'm playing my video games. Sitting is so harmful.
Thing.
Sitting is so harmful to your body that like movement and mobility is the only thing really saving your body, especially if you're sitting on your ass for long periods of time. So you gotta get up. You gotta get out of the chair. You gotta move around a little bit. Like, it's extensive, I feel like.
Do we know if this thing moves?
No. Why would it move?
Like it, side to side?
No, because it's hooked on
to your...
You don't, if anything, you can't have it move because the thing, the scorpion fucking tail protruding from the back.
I don't understand what you're paying for. Like something to hold three monitors?
Because it looks cool.
And a gaming chair?
So yeah, the thing that's holding up the monitors, you wouldn't want the monitors to shake at all. So you wouldn't want any... a movement from the chair to affect your screen.
Where's your mouse go?
This actually really kind of bothers me.
I'm getting more and more upset the more I look at it.
Overpriced discomfort, yeah. In a sense. Yeah. I'm sure it's comfortable, but for like what? Like, I don't know. I feel like you just have to move.
What if there was a toilet built in?
We're putting this on the do not buy list unless Predator sends us one, and then we will hawk it like it is our God and Savior.
Yeah. It would suck to, like, stand up and just hit your head, bang your head on that thing, and then just, I don't know, man. It seems a little extra. It might be cool to try out, like I said, at an arcade, but I wouldn't have this at home.
Yeah.
That is just, like...
It seems like way...
It's like locking,
top.
Yeah, locking yourself into, like...
You're buying potato. Three monitors and a chair, as far as I can tell.
It doesn't come with monitors.
Oh.
Oh. Great.
Gotta provide your own monitors.
So it's literally just a fancy fucking chair.
This seems like something that might seem kind of cool. I don't know. When I was younger, I would be like, oh, this is awesome. I got to get one of these. But I think once you actually get it and sit in it, I don't think it'd be that great. I mean, the immersion is a big part, right? Because a screen surrounds you. It's kind of an enclosure. Yeah, it blocks out the rest of the world.
But then the mouse and keyboard area seems very small. And
they got a tray right there, and then there's arm things right there. I'm sure that's plenty of room, but who knows how. It's got all sorts of levers for adjustments and stuff.
You might be able to jerk off in that thing without people catching you. Maybe.
I don't know. Not a lot of elbow room.
It's
Maybe there's a cup holder in there. That seems like it'd be important.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay, someone got a
monitor. I bet someone's buying it.
Sure.
People are.
After this,
chairs.
None of our listeners, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome back to the Conjecture Podcast.
Now, I do got a new monitor.
Oh, I got a new monitor. So I'm finally on that high refresh rate game.
Oh, hey. I'm glad you're joining the bandwagon. Yeah. It took me a while, too, but I'm glad we're all there now.
Yeah, finally.
What'd you buy?
How do you feel about
this? It's a 24-inch, 1440p, 165 hertz. It's
So it's a 24-inch, but it's 1440p?
Yeah.
That seems really high. Because mine's 27, and it's 1440p, and I feel like the...
Your text must be super tiny.
Yeah. It's legible. I can read it.
Probably have to push that real close to your face, though.
Yeah. No, it's the same spot as my other one.
Wow.
That seems like a
big You can
tiny.
Make that shit bigger if you want. You know.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine.
All right.
As long as I have my glasses. If I take my glasses off, I'm not reading shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't game without my contacts or my glasses.
165. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's, digging it?
What's that?
Digging it?
Yeah. No, it's really awesome. First thing I tried out was Overwatch, and man, that looks pretty. I'd like turn the settings down, of course, because I'm not playing at Ultra, getting 165 frames. But yeah, it was so smooth playing at that rate.
And what card are you running?
1070.
1070.
Yeah. And I got this thing on sale for $350. I think it usually goes for like $450 to $500.
Cool.
It's listed on Newegg for $430. That's a really good deal.
Yeah. It's like a good buy.
Yeah, it was.
So it's got a 1 millisecond response time. This is probably not an IPS monitor, but it's... Do you know if it's what kind of panel it uses?
It's definitely not IPS. I wonder
if it has
that.
One of those like in between ones.
Because
that's one of the things you yeah, it is a TN panel. And one of the things you will sacrifice if you go with IPS or something better, that it'll be a higher response time. What are we shaking our heads at over there?
How many times have you said that you don't buy TNs anymore?
Well, he did ask me too. He asked me about monitors and if there's anything in between those, because IPS is very expensive, dude. Yeah. There's no way this would be IPS for that price.
He's been working in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights.
But did you see that jacket he bought?
Well, that's the thing. I'm really confused because I'm looking at Mini.
Yeah.
Homeboy got the $600 jacket. You got this $400 monitor, yet your glasses are still fucking broken, dude. You need to work on your priorities when it comes to...
They function.
It looks like the Matrix.
He is missing
by
an
broken?
Entire...
The reason it's funny...
It's a borderline monocle.
Yeah. He's missing the entire one that goes over the stick that goes over one of the ears. The entire thing's gone.
An arm. You're looking for the word is arm.
I don't think it's called an arm.
It's called an arm.
Well, in your case, it's called a jackass.
Yeah. It works fine. I don't see a reason to get the other arm. The other arm is completely
Have you been laid? Have you gotten laid since they broke?
For me, it's very important that I wear my glasses so often, I get a very nice pair. I'm very proud of what I'm wearing on my face, and I would never embarrass myself by wearing broken glasses.
So, yeah, this face is enough that I don't need to enhance it with anything else.
Damn. So sexy.
Well, I don't know about these guys, but it's not helping you with any ladies in the room.
That's good. Oh, thank God for that.
Wow.
So, any reason why a 2K monitor rather than a 4K?
I can't see a reason why I would want to run a 4K because
it's on a 1070
for that price though.
Yeah, 1070. Like that's exactly why. Yeah. Like a 1070 with a 4K, I would not be able to. Yeah.
Plus, I'm on a 1080 Ti, and I'm scared of a 4K.
If you went to 4K, you would have to. You would have to get, or even ultra wide, you'd have to get a, the fuck was I talking about?
Lemons?
GPU?
No, you would have to get a bigger monitor.
Okay.
You get, I don't think they even make 4K on a 24
inch. That would be, very tiny pixels, man.
So I'm surprised that you've sat at my computer and played on it and it wasn't enough to make you bite the bullet on that ultra wide.
Really damn wide, dude. Like right now, I am now running four monitors. So I don't need like another big ass.
Well, you can get rid of some now that you have the big one.
Yeah, but I want like a one.
I
game
love
on
working
one
on my monitor.
Yeah, I've seen you. It's pretty cool. You always have like two windows up, and that's really handy for sure. Yeah.
You could have four. Well, you could have three windows and work well.
Yeah,
and then I also have my other one on the side, which is really unnecessary. But when you're gaming, it's nice to have. But
anyway. I'm good with two. My desk can't handle much more than that.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
All right, Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, so weird story.
Talking to the mic, Emilio.
It's a weird story about this. So I bought Sam. I told everybody I was going to buy Sam one for her birthday, so I bought her one.
And, what was her birthday? Did I miss it?
Yeah, it was the 30th. And
the fuck? Where was...
She was asleep. All she does is sleep now. She works at like
so
2
bad.
In the morning.
What the fuck? I had no idea. Did you guys do anything?
Yeah, no. We went to San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, you were out of town.
We were out of town.
That's what you were out of town for.
Yep.
Oh, you
part
didn't
of it.
Remind us to tell her happy birthday?
I don't think about that.
That's what friends... No,
is it
I'm such a bad friend now.
I mean, is it so important to you because you're a girl or because you're young? I don't.
It's no,
because
I think it was a girl.
It's because things like this. It's because I'm a girl.
Girls love
I love to be like on top of stuff like this. Shit.
I was at your birthday party. I don't even know
and
what month that was in.
Yeah, exactly.
I never see Sam anymore because she is probably always sleeping and or working.
She's
sleeping now. And so if I had talked to her, I probably would have caught on. But no.
Gee, you're going to throw up over what I'm about to say.
Okay. What?
When I opened my gifts, like my birthday cards and Christmas cards, I opened them over the garbage. And if there's nothing, if there's nothing inside, I just drop them. Like, it doesn't matter what they say.
Yeah.
Like, because they didn't write it.
Wow.
You know? Unless there's like a lot of stuff written.
I hold on to a few of mine.
Yeah. And when we went to your birthday, my girlfriend was like, we should get him a car. I'm like, no.
No. Yeah.
No. Yeah. He's like, why not? Well, because
he stands over the garbage.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I'm like the same way with cards. Like, people give them to me. I'm like, oh, thank you very much. You know, and like, I'll put them up for a little while. But I do not like greeting cards. I think it's something invented by Hallmark, like a monopoly, just to make money. And they got everybody believing it. Like, I don't know. I think it's a scam.
No, yeah, I agree.
Oh my God.
You know what?
I think Hallmark is at the root of it.
Exactly.
All right, now tell us more about the Nintendo Switch. You just bought it for
Hold
him?
On.
That's it?
I'm not done.
The end?
Chemtrails make you buy the Hallmark card. No. So she's been dying for one, so I bought her one. Yeah. And people were making fun of me about it. Hey, thanks, bro.
No brag.
They were making fun of us, making fun of me of like the episode where Homer bought Marge a bowling ball, even though she's, you know, and then I'm going to use it the whole time, obviously. So I'm buying
her a
gift
for myself.
She needs
to use that to weigh down her hair.
What? Oh, sure. And but no, she's been dying for one. So like her mom's like, I offered her a Gucci purse. It was $600 and she didn't want it. And I was like, I know exactly what she wants. I'll get her the console. You just buy her all the accessories and the games. So, all right. So we go down there.
Wait, you already told this story.
But I hadn't done it.
And you had tried to slip in Legend of Zelda, but you couldn't.
Oh, maybe.
Yep, you drunk bastard.
All right.
Let's move on.
All right, no, but I'm not done. So then she's playing it, and then she scratches it, or I scratch it, because I was playing it one day.
Oh.
And she fucking flips out on me. She hadn't slept in, like, a long time. She's like,
why did you scratch
it? I don't even want this fucking thing anymore. Yeah. And she's like, take it back, and blah, blah, blah. So while she's sleeping, I go and take it back. And I was like, wait, after this big fight, there's no way she's going to let me play it. So I bought my own one on top of that. And the game as well. So, like, I never go to Walmart, but they're the only, like, place around that has these. So now I came home with two Switches and, like, three games and all this stuff. Then we go on this trip immediately. Nobody even opened their Switch. And then I left the case with all the games on the air, on the fucking
airplane. Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Oh,
I put in a lost and found notice, but I don't know. It's like it's like $170 in games in that case.
Damn.
We'll see what happens.
Oh, dude, that sucks.
Anyway, has anybody talked about Super Mario World yet?
No.
It's really, really fun.
Super Mario World?
Or whatever it's called.
Odyssey.
Okay. Oh, you did. You said you beat it super quick.
I beat it, yeah.
All I got to say is it's a platformer, and holy shit, are they inventive with the things that they can do with just jumping. And, you know, jumping and, like, the possession mechanic. That's it. Mm-hmm. It's jumping and a possession mechanic. And they do more than games that have 50,000 mechanics, like really complex games. They do more better with just jumping and this little frisbee mechanic that they have.
Now, have you used the, like, remote as, like, two remotes?
No, I usually play it, like, holding in my hand. Oh, you mean hand the one off?
No, like, you just have them, like, in one in each
hand.
No,
I have a little bit.
So they have, like, different mechanics if you use it like that.
Yeah, you can whip things around, right? Yeah, I saw that. But you can also give the second controller to somebody else, and they can they play the hat, and you play Mario.
Oh, yeah?
And it's, like, cheating, basically, because you can jump, like, three times the height.
Okay.
Yeah. But it makes it fun for both of you. Really, it's more than anything, it's an exploration game, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just looking for the shit that you need, but it's fun looking.
See, like this exploration he's doing?
Like Super Mario's...
I didn't
do any of this, right? You just...
Like, I saw the door and I went to the door.
Is it like Super Mario 64 where you're going
very
around?
Very Mario 64. Okay. I mean, exactly, except for, you know, it's prettier, more mechanics. Okay. You know, the possession mechanic is that you turn into the bad guys, right? And you get their abilities. And so
that's fun.
You maybe, like, you can't get through a wall, so you turn into
a Boo?
No, what is the ones that... The
Chain Chomp.
The Chain Chomp.
Yeah.
And then you use them to break through a wall or something like that.
So I would have just, like, no-clip as Boo through the wall or something.
I haven't got to the
Boo yet.
I don't think you can. There is no Boo that you can possess in this game.
Well, Boo and... I like being... What's your Mario Party character?
Waluigi.
Mine. Oh!
Wow, wow, wow.
Well, for me, I'm in between. Like, it depends who I'm playing with, but I'll play as Toadstool, Boo, or Peach.
But the
not
good
Peach,
thing
not
is,
Peach. The other one.
This is kind of the reason that I did the whole thing. I now have four Wii controllers in the house. So when Mario Kart Party comes out,
we could play
Mario Kart Party.
That's gonna be so fucking cool. Let's do
what about Smash Brothers, man? All right, got
Smash
that pre-ordered
as well.
Yeah,
we have to get like an Elgato or something so we can stream that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Cool.
All right,
moving on.
Let's talk about some news. Now, we already talked about the Divinity Original Sin 2 Definitive Edition.
Mm-hmm.
There was an article on. Let's see. I think this was PC Gamer. They had an interview with Valve, and they said we're in a place to invest and focus a lot more on games again. So it's a very, very short article on PC Gamer. You can read it in like 5 minutes, but it's just basically talking about how they're aware of a lot of people criticizing them for not releasing any games, and they plan to, starting with Artifact, they plan to release quite a few. And they mentioned how they bought what was it? Santos?
Oh yeah,
the ones that made Firewatch.
Firewatch. Yeah,
so they bought a development company.
Campo Santos.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they plan on doing a lot of games through them. And it seems like a good fit. I mean, Firewatch, and there was another game I believe that they did that I played. That seems like something Valve would possibly do. Like, it seems like a good fit between those two developers, but. I don't know. What do you think they're going to make? What games do you think we got coming down the
pipe? My fingers are crossed for Left 4 Dead 3. That's all I want.
I don't think Campo Santos would do something. Well, they have that Valley of the Gods game, which we already know about.
Gaben teased, literally teased Half-Life 3 again.
Did he?
Yeah, he like, but it usually doesn't come from him. It's usually like some net stuff or like coding stuff. He played around the other day. It seemed pretty tongue-in-cheek, but if they're saying this right after that, I don't want to bring up Half-Life 3.
Yeah,
but
I have no faith that's going to come out, and that's going to keep me happier in the long run.
Yeah, there's no...
If it does or doesn't.
How good would that game have to... It would have to be like Cyberpunk 2077 good for it to like, oh my god, it's so worth it. It is PC gaming,
It's definitely got a lot to live up to, but it is cool that they are, they're putting that out there. They're saying, yep, we're gonna do games again. I don't know what their kind of what their time frame is, but I guess we'll be getting more news soon. Artifact is coming out very soon, right?
I don't know, I haven't been paying attention. I see that more videos coming out about it.
Yeah, they had about a 20-minute gameplay video of it.
I haven't watched the whole thing. I watched seconds of it. But, like I said, I'm going to be big into this, most likely.
Mm-hmm. November 28th. Two months. Yeah. All right. Let's see. 24 years later, a Doom 2 secret is unlocked.
Yeah, so there was like a really, really hard secret. There is like a platform... That was a secret platform, but as soon as you stepped on it, it would deactivate it.
It would teleport you above the platform.
Oh, is that how it worked?
Yeah.
And this guy figured out that the only way to get on the platform without getting teleported is to kite one of those things, whatever those are called.
Is it a caco demon?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, a caco demon. Close quarters, like it's not easy at all. I was watching him do this. You're going down this like hallway. Like basically dodging every one of his attacks all the way down this hallway, and you need him to bounce you onto it, push you. You need him to push you onto the platform, and then it opens this secret area. And
it's right there, Bobby.
Yeah, I think it's about 3 minutes into the video. Yeah.
And it doesn't, like, it's just a rocket launcher up there. Is it super early in the game to have a rocket launcher? Like,
no, it's nothing. It's just about getting the secret.
Getting it done, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that's
what I thought.
Yeah, John Romero tweeted out and explained like what the secret was, and people have found this before using like
no clips.
Yeah. But nobody was ever able to do this without cheats. So it's pretty impressive this guy figured out how to do it.
Yeah,
in such an old game, but people still play this game quite a bit, like speedrun it, modify it.
Bobby, did you watch that no clips thing that I sent you?
That was a while ago, wasn't it?
Like a week, 2 weeks tops.
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah.
On Doom.
Pretty interesting. You know, the guy, he flies through the between levels in games and just shows you how and where things appear and disappear and why they do. And stuff.
Yeah.
It was pretty interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. He did the new Doom as well.
Oh yeah.
So he was talking about like, when the robot bitch talks to you and then walks out of the room, like how far does she walk and why does she walk this way? And where is the last boss before he actually comes out? Well, they hit him in this little hole. Why do they do that? It's really cool.
Think of behind the scenes.
Yeah. Behind the scenes pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is cool.
Yeah. I haven't streamed in so long, but I want to do it again. And I feel like Doom 2 would be a great game to do.
Or not.
Doom 2, man, that game holds up. That game is so much fun still.
You can't aim up or down, right? It's just
not
left or right.
Doom 2. Yeah. I think you couldn't do that to like Quake 2. Because even the first Quake, you couldn't.
Yeah, Quake 2 had it integrated like in the game that you could do it.
Yeah.
When Quake, the thing about Quake that fucking blew me away was I remember shooting those like, it was kind of like the Demo Man's gun. Where I was bouncing grenades off of a wall and they were going down to monsters below me. And I was like just blown away that the physics were able to like track the bouncing of these bombs to kill the monsters below me.
It's crazy what impressed you back in the day, with games. It
didn't take Half-Life 2? I put a Coke can inside of a milk crate, and I was shaking it around, and I was going like this with it, and I was like, I cannot believe it's acting like real life. Yeah. I can't believe it.
The ragdoll physics in that game.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable. All right, it's time for listener questions. First one is from Shadow Master. He says, since the Power Rangers have been in America for 25 years, what is your favorite Ranger and why? I am just a little bit too old for Power Rangers. Yeah, I was just, like, had I been 2 years younger, I would have totally been into Power Rangers, but I just missed that. So I remember making fun of the Power Rangers when I was a kid. Like, I was like a sixth grader, being like, oh, that's for fifth graders. You know? Like, talking down to it. So I never got into the Power Rangers.
I'm going to have to say with the Green Ranger, because he trains mixed martial arts and he challenges like famous people all the time.
Oh, him now? Yeah, him as an actor, yeah.
Yeah, and he challenges like real MMA fighters all the time to fight. And he still does his like Green Ranger stuff, like like almost like believing it, though. Yeah. Not like like an homage, more like, yeah, I'm the Green Ranger, you should fight me. Wow. This is weird. It's weird.
Did you ever see that there's a camera, I think it's Bat in the Sun, did a clip or did a fight between him, like the actual actor, and another guy playing as Ryu. So it was like the Green Ranger playing the Green Ranger, and then another guy playing Ryu, and they did like a death battle, and it was really cool.
Of course Green Ranger would win, right? Because he has a robot.
How that works is like people vote on who they want to win.
Oh, right.
So that one came so close that they made two endings each winning.
Wasn't it always kind of fucked up how they were color coded in like the most obvious ways? Black Ranger was black.
Yellow Ranger
was Asian.
Yeah.
Pink Ranger was just like your average white girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Blue Ranger was like your all American, you know, jock type boys.
He was a nerd. The blue one.
Yeah. Oh, the
blue
ranger. The red
was
one
nerd.
Was the jock.
Red one was the okay.
The red one was
red
actually,
and blue. These colors don't run.
The red one was actually the one that I liked best because I had such a little girl boner for
Tommy or Jason.
I don't remember
Jason,
the name.
Okay. Jason.
I just remember I didn't want to be the typical girl that liked the Yellow Ranger, you know, because I'm the Asian girl, and then I didn't like the Pink Ranger because she made me jealous because her and Red Ranger, I think, had a thing.
Oh, okay.
And so I was all about Red Ranger, but I never really was so big on Power Rangers that I wanted the toys or anything. I just watched the show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was a year I remember where during Christmas, the hot item to get, you know, when kids wanted like action figures and toys and dolls, like there was one Ranger that everybody was fighting over, just like scouring the stores and like punching each other's lights out to get, you know, it was like that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad where they're trying to get that the action figure. No.
Yeah.
Jingle All figure? The Way. Is that what it's called?
No, Jingle All the Way. Yeah.
Jingle All the Way.
People don't really
Sinbad
get that crazy
and
over. Yeah,
and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, people do probably still get that crazy. I'm
but
sure there's stories
what
floating around out there.
I want to say it was like the Pink Ranger, but maybe I'm off here. There was one Ranger where people were just like, it was like, you know, Black Friday where customers were getting violent. Anyway, Power Rangers, never really got into it. Didn't see the new movie when it came out. Heard it was pretty bad.
Oh, man.
I thought it was
Turbo Man.
Did you watch it?
What? Turbo Man, yes.
That's the Jingle
was
All the Way.
From Jingle Man.
Did you watch it?
The new one?
The movie. I thought it was the best.
I heard it was good.
They could have done with.
Really?
With what they had been given, though. Like, make a movie from the Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. Like, going in with that, I thought it wasn't that bad, considering what their canon was.
I'm trying to remember the Black Ranger's name, because I got, like, Tommy, Trini, Token. Jason, Billy, Kimberly, and I don't remember the black guy.
Jerome.
Zach Taylor.
Zach Taylor.
That guy, he has a missing finger. Like the actor. So like when he puts his gloves on, they stuff his glove.
Oh,
can
really?
We click on the Red Ranger? The White Ranger is awesome too.
Okay.
The White Ranger would come in.
That's the White Ranger or the Green Ranger?
That's a white and green.
There was like, he was white and green.
Yeah.
There was like a dual split personality?
The green
up
turns
to white,
into
right?
white. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that's Blue Ranger. He's got kind of like a Tom Hiddleston thing going on.
look at the muscles.
Look at that guy, dude. That guy looks like a total jock. Like I could see him in a movie just being like, get in the car, Cheryl.
Oh my gosh, that Twin Peaks reference, right? No. Yeah. No.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking... No?
Was her name Cheryl? I haven't seen Twin Peaks in like
Let's not talk and see what she does. No? Yes. No? Yes?
I'm not really good at, I'm horrible for anything trivia related. So it's really hard for me to
I had a crush on
things.
Oh, Trini Kwan.
Yeah, Trini was.
Yeah.
What about Rita here?
Rita Repulsa. Dude, Repulsa. Actually, the actress is pretty cute.
I'll bet.
But her as a character, she's kind of busted.
That and voice, I'll get to me. Who was that big face they always talk to? That like, gave him direction.
Zoldar?
Zoldar? Yeah, like Zoldar or something. Zardar?
Can we move on?
I don't know.
Pause. Because I haven't eaten yet today, so it'd be nice to.
All right. Next question. Right. Oh, not really a question. Jens, please stop talking about World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Well, we haven't talked about that video. We did talk about it one time. No, but I was going to talk about WoW this week, but I was like, I can't add anything to it. So
yeah. Oh, WoW is kind of taken. Man. No, it's good, but
it's kind of taken the
Heroes of the Storm position for me, where it's like, unless something really interesting or notable happens, then I'm probably not going to bring it up.
Yeah, like a tournament that you never bring up unless we goad you into it. Or...
Oh yeah, those are going on. They haven't all been streamed. A lot of them have though. Yeah. Kurd the Ape. Oh, he was at game night, by the way.
Yeah,
that was fun. Kurd the Ape says, "What were your parents' attitude towards gaming while you were growing up, and how did you deal with it?"
My dad took a very like, I don't understand a second of this, and my dad was super smart. So I like a couple of times I brought him in for like puzzles, like that. I don't know where to push these rocks, and he's like, I don't understand it. He just walks out.
Yeah,
and I guess they were supportive because I was when I lived under their house, I was playing 16 hours a day of EverQuest. So I guess they were supportive in that way. Like they hated it, but they let me do it. Dang. They were paying for everything, you know? So
yeah.
My parents did not approve at all of like any, what's kind of funny is like, they hated the fact that I was always like on a Super Nintendo and then on a computer playing games. Like you need to go out, you need to do stuff. And then when I became a teenager, I just left the house. Like, especially when I got a car, I just left the house and then wouldn't come back to like late at night, just all hours getting into trouble.
And they wanted you playing games again.
Yeah. And they're like, you need to be in the house more. We need to know where you're at. This is kind of even before cell phones, really. Yeah. I mean, this is kind of right around when cell phones started becoming big. So, you know, it was kind of hard to track people back then, but there was a very,
they were right though, Bobby, you were up to some no good. Out there.
Yeah, probably.
In the mean streets of alcohol.
I don't know. I think my gaming habits did more damage than a social life would have done for me.
Yeah.
Because my parents... So my big brother was my biggest influence growing up, and it was perfectly fine that he was into it. Like, all the games that were bought were basically bought for my big brother, or we would always buy these games together. Like, I remember going to the mall, going to, like, a Babbage's or something like that, and having discussions on what games we buy together with my big brother. So it was always a shared experience with me. That's why I love multiplayer games.
Yeah.
I'm playing with core gamers. So... he was always on it, and I always, and then it wasn't until about middle school where I finally got my own computer. We only had one computer in the house, but I always have to share and or sneak in my brother's room when he was sleeping to play video games.
Yeah.
And then finally I got my own computer.
That must have been a big.
And my parents, my mother especially, despised it. My dad, whatever, he probably thought I was actually doing something productive on the computer. Right. But my mother, was very adamant on trying to get me off every single time she ever saw me on the computer. And of course, Asian mom, she's like, what are you doing? You play the game? You play the game? Stop playing the game? And I
guess you're being super racist right now.
No, but it's for real. That's my mama. And she's like, but then she didn't want me to do anything. My mom was like, even though she was strict, she knew how independent I was.
Yeah.
So even though I heard her, I never regarded her in terms of, I didn't argue with her on it, but I was very like adamant that no, mom, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I could be doing this. I could be doing that, but this is what I'm doing. I'm really into it. You can't make me stop it. And it was just, and you know, me in Minnesota, it's a very sheltered upbringing, but I sheltered myself even more by like totally diving into video games. I'm not going to dive into the story, the sob story that is my, you know, my video game history as someone who lived with their parents. But there was a moment where like my parents just, I was addicted to my computer. I was addicted. And my little brother had a birthday and there was a birthday party. And there was a point where they couldn't get me to get off the computer because I was writing
to go to the party.
KZ or something. And, And so they literally took my like senior photo and they held it up. Not my senior photo, but my school photo, and held it up for group photos because I only came out to blow the cake and then I ran back inside to raid. Yeah.
Damn. See, I thought you were going a different direction there. I thought they like came in your room and held up the photo and like, gee, this used
to be a good girl.
Used to be a good girl.
Like total intervention
stuff. No, but yeah, they tried.
I thought they were going to pull the plug on you.
No. They never, actually, yeah, there are some scary like moments like that too, where shit was breaking and I was crying and all of that stuff. It was bad. Wow. Really bad, guys. So if you don't believe that I'm a gamer, you're wrong.
Minnie? So, my parents, they went like in kind of like highs and lows. Sometimes they'd be like crazy about it. Like, you got to stop right now. I saw this thing on Oprah and then Dr. Phil, it's all an addiction and you need to stop because you're killing yourself. And then the other times they're like, I don't give a fuck. So it was like up and down.
But did your parents ever have a problem with like the violence in video games? Because that was something like occasionally that came up with both my mom and my dad about, you know, and we're talking about like late 90s before they even got like super crazy with the violence. But that was an issue at points.
My parents, no, there was no filter.
My parents had just no bought idea what whatever.
House of the Dead was one of the first things that I was playing that when I was probably seven, you know, so it. Maybe even younger.
I think it became like with all the school shootings that happened, like late 90s, early 2000s, that kind of they see, like Minnie was saying, Oprah or news articles about it, and then they start freaking out because they don't, you know, my parents weren't gamers. My dad played a lot of pinball back in the day, but like, you know, they don't have any idea what that world is. It just looks like a kid staring at a screen for hours on end. Like, they have no idea.
Yeah, I think Turok was the only game that my mom knew about, and then she didn't want me to play because she saw
the dinosaur.
Yeah, because she saw like somebody getting shot in the neck with an arrow and blood was splurting out. She's like, "I don't want you playing that." I was like, "Yeah, but I'm going to anyway."
No, my mom never really looked. She probably did see what was on the screen, but she, like at the very least, she wasn't. She just wanted me off the computer. I don't think she, or off with the controller. She didn't. Honestly, she never really censored me. In fact, it was the exact opposite. My mom would watch horror movies all the time. And I obviously didn't want to be in another dark, like in another room while I could hear the horror movie, you know, in the back. And so I would have to sit next to her, but with a blanket over me. And then, like, whenever I heard something scary on the screen, I'd plug my ears. I'm like, la, 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 I can't hear it. I can't hear it.
Meanwhile,
and
she'd go,
and my mom is like, she's like, shut up. I'm trying to watch the movie. and like poor little me, you know, like, I don't know, Asian moms, man. They're like zero fucks given.
That seed that was planted, we just saw blossom when that Resident Evil 7 fucking video was playing.
I know. That's like that's why I can't do scary movies. Deep-seated
fear.
I usually don't do scary movies, so that's why.
What's next?
Next up, Warconius asks, give us one opinion you have about PC gaming that you know is controversial or unpopular, and then another one about society and politics.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Open
you
want
to get me fired?
Oh, boy. That could be incendiary. I got plenty of opinions that are controversial about PC gaming. Duke Nukem Forever, not a bad game. HOTS, best MOBA. I could probably come up with a few of them. What about you guys?
Open world games suck.
Yeah. Ugh. Censorship? That's always been controversial. I don't think censorship
Has anything been that come to light recently about censorship?
Probably with all the school shootings and whatnot.
Yeah. Australia doesn't allow
in China and stuff like that.
And this is not to like not bring up all the censorship we don't see. There's a bunch of stuff that we don't make it to the cutting or after the cutting room floor.
Oh, yeah.
There must have been crazy scenes in Grand Theft Auto or whatever it is before they figured out exactly what they can get away with. Like, it's basically just based on opinion. Like, you get a game, you submit it to the ESRB, they took a look at it, they go, you got to take this and this out, and who knows what awesome fucking super cool shit we're missing because of that. I would say, I'm going to say it. I don't think a chick can bring down a criminal enterprise on an island.
I don't think Tomb Raider could do it. I don't think she could do it. I'm sorry.
It's not realistic.
I
don't care how bad. The realism.
I don't think a guy could do it.
The realism in this game are controversial.
Yeah. I don't think a guy could do it either. But I think a girl would have a much harder time doing it. Because there's heavy things around. Yeah. They're not really good with heavy things. There's
pickle jars that need to be opened.
Oh, what just happened? What just happened? Did Sam did not just come in here and have me open the ketchup jar?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. She's not dainty.
No, she's not a dainty lady.
All right.
No.
Any more controversial? All right. What about society, politics? I don't give a shit about that stuff. I'm 35 years old. I probably should, but I don't.
Yeah. I don't know. Controversial? I don't think it's controversial.
Depends on what area you're from.
Trump's weird. I don't understand what's going on there.
Yeah.
But that's not unpopular.
I mean, for a Southern Californian to say that, that's not like...
Yeah.
I think there was like something, I think it was Patton Oswalt who was doing a show in San Francisco and like made some statement like that and the crowd like cheered. He's like, oh, you know, like, oh, big deal. You know, I'm like saying that in front of a bunch of San Franciscans.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Preach it to the choir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I stay away from that. Cause I went on a date Saturday and she brought politics up and I'm like, okay, let's. I guess this is a subject.
Did you wear your glasses on that date?
Yeah, yeah. She was
your broken ass you fucking really? Glasses.
Yeah,
gross, wow. Dude.
And you got laid?
Yeah,
nice.
The glasses don't make the man.
Oh, wow. I see.
But yeah, she brought it up, and I was just like, oh, just like trying to tiptoe around things because I didn't want to say. Just,
oh, she was very political. Or
I think she was just looking for a subject.
Oh, right.
And that's
right.
What came up. And I just kind of like tiptoeing around. It was like, I'm not a big fan of Trump. And he was like, oh, okay. I hit him. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Then we're good.
I think you guys might be surprised by my stance on immigration. I think there's a law and people should obey the law. So you shouldn't come over here illegally.
I got in. I'll shut the door now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is not for the rest of you.
All right, last question comes from Bullstone. Has anyone revisited Stardew Valley since the release of co-op mode? Highly recommended if you love Stardew.
Yeah, you guys did, and you talked about it.
We got into it during the beta of co-op mode, which I assume is just like what it is now. I can't imagine much different. But yeah, Chi and I played with co-op mode, and it is really good.
It's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched the stream for about 2 minutes, and Chi was making a wall to separate herself from the other three players. so there is that.
That's awesome co-op game.
Well,
there.
I was just marking like my personal bubble.
See the stump? Yeah. You guys don't cross this stump. That's basically what was going on. I was like, all right, like, I
just
gotta
don't
go.
Fuck with my garden. Just leave it alone. You have your own gardens to tend to. And it was so funny how, what was it, like very generic roles, like Bobby was always off in the mines, yeah. Like, you know, dungeoning.
I think we had up to four people.
Yeah, and then I was stuck at home watering the garden because nobody else wanted to water the plants.
Is that a drop-in, drop-out type thing, or do you have to like be invited to the thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So one person has the save, mm-hmm. and then everyone else. So what I did, I loaded my save from back in the day when I first played Stardew.
It was weird, though, because it wouldn't let more than the same people drop in or drop out. You had to had already been tied to the game.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, it happened with me.
No, oh, no, I didn't play my old save until later. I made a new one, and I think me and someone else were playing, and then Chi came in later, then another guy came in later, then he mm-hmm. left, and then he came back later that night. Like, you could come and go.
Well, maybe since the official launch, you have to build back at the time. Like,
each person
I had to
have a house built, though.
Yeah, I had to go back and like delete some person's code, like delete that they signed in and like claimed house number 4 in order to get somebody new to pick
maybe
up house number 4.
That up in the new version. Either way, like it's everything that you wanted out of the co-op mode in Stardew. I wish, again, it's a Subnautica situation where I played so much in the early phase that now that it's 10 times better, I'm still kind of burnt out on it because I played so much of it.
Let me give you a synopsis of how it would go down if Manny and I played this online. He would be wandering around as far as you can go looking for a boss, and I would be trying to bang every lady in town. That's exactly, and then nothing would get planted. And that's it. That'd be the end of that.
Neither of those things would happen.
And I've been trying to squeeze this in. Bobby, you look really nice with your new haircut.
Thank you.
I can barely stand how good he looks today.
Yeah. So here's what happened. I went to my usual haircut place, and the guy's on vacation. There's some other dude standing in there, and I'm like, oh, great, new guy. Fuck. Okay. Go for it, man. And when I get a haircut, I'm like, hey, man, whatever you think looks good, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with this. I shaved my head until I was like 19. So, you know, you...
KKK.
Like a buzz cut. Come on now. So like I let him do his thing, and he cut my hair exactly like his hair was. Like he just mirrored what he had.
That is so funny.
But he was a cool guy, man. Like we got to talking, and we were talking about like he's only been cutting hair a couple years, but he was talking about how he used to do it for his friends like back in the 80s during the punk rock. And he's like, oh yeah, we didn't have any good product back then, so we'd use epoxy and like Elmer's glue for like Liberty spikes and shit.
Yeah,
like this guy was gnarly. So I was,
that's cool.
Yeah, it was.
He's
cool,
your new guy now.
Maybe.
Your other guy's going to be around. Upset, man.
Elmer's glue, man. That's awesome.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, I've told you guys about the best haircut I ever had, right?
Yeah. But the old guy, right? The old foreign guy?
Yeah. Okay, I've told this story before. I thought so. I think I've even told it on the podcast. Like, there's a place, right? I'll give you the brief summary of it in case you haven't heard it. So across the street from me, there was a haircut place. Literally was like a board that said haircut store on the top of it. So I go in there. I'm like, let's give this guy a shot. Old guy doesn't speak much English. He's got a bunch of pictures from like 80s magazines just like taped and glued to the wall all over the place. Like seriously, serial
not
killer
actual
status.
Butters, yeah.
Yeah. So, and he's like gestures up there. He's like, which one do you want? I'm like, give me that one. And he cuts my hair. Fantastic. Best haircut I ever had. I'm like, this is it. This is my guy. I'm coming back here.
Never saw him again.
I come back probably a few months later. Place is gone, boarded up.
Oh man,
it's gone.
Oh man,
homeless guy sitting over there. I'm like, dude, what happened to this?
Was it ever really there in the first place?
And then the homeless guy is like, the haircut guy, dude, that guy's been dead since the 80s.
What?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
All right, I made a little bit of that up.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, and now it's a bow tie shop.
I thought a beanstalk was going to sprout out of your head. Yeah. I thought it sounds a little too mystical.
But now it's a bow tie shop. I didn't know that was a thing, but apparently it is.
Wow. Yeah, those hipsters are coming hard, dude, with their requirements.
Mm-hmm. Gotta look dandy. All right, I think that's a show. What's everyone playing next week?
The Messenger.
The Messenger, the Metroidvania, nice.
That Ninja Gaiden-esque Metroidvania.
Yeah. I'll be playing more RE7 and maybe perhaps try out Scum.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
At $20, I think it's
it would be worth it.
Yeah. Even with the netcode problems, it's worth $20.
I feel like juggling one single-player game and one multiplayer game would be good for me.
Yeah.
And I have been in the mood to shoot things. Like, I'm in the mood for FPSs. I don't think I could play any other game other than that.
Oh, you can toggle between third and first at will.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Babo.
Hate to say it.
World of Warcraft.
Wow. The raid comes out tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. I keep expecting me to just wake up one day and be like completely over it. Just like, I don't know, but it hasn't happened yet. I think it's because I'm locked in. I got the year pass, so.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, why not? But, yeah. I haven't been playing that much HOTS, man. It's crazy. And I think it's because
it's
I've been
time.
Practicing. No, dude. Because I'm practicing 3 nights a week, plus we got games 1 to 2 nights a week in this league. And I am playing constantly with people on comms, specified positions, specified roles, like everyone knows what they're doing. So then I go and play like random games and I'm like, what is this fucking
mess? It's not doing anything for you, right?
What do you mean?
You're not gaining anything from those games.
From like the random games?
Yeah.
You work on mechanics and other stuff, but it's so frustrating because you're like, why is this guy not doing what he's supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you, and I've heard pro players have this problem too. Like they refuse to play Hero League because it's so bad. And like, I'm starting to see exactly what they're talking about. When you just constantly play with like an organized group, it's so hard to go back. So I think that combined with WoW is why I haven't been playing that much HOTS lately, but I do want to try something new and I'm not sure what that's going to be yet. I want to stream something.
I know you say something new, but most likely you're going to play an extremely outdated title.
Yeah, I mean,
Doom
new for
too.
Me.
Yeah.
I want to stream something, though. Like, I want to start doing that again because it's been too long.
I'm going to see if I can return Scum. It's just not that it's a bad game. It's just not. I don't like DayZ.
Are you under 2 hours?
That style. I don't know. It's like borderline, probably. Hmm. Maybe it's just over 2 hours. Wow. And maybe Guacamelee 2 if this guy's not playing it too much.
Yeah. I'll be gone for the week. Oh. So, yeah.
Perfect.
You got Steam.
You went out to the desert again?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Stop doing a bad job and you won't be able, they won't send you back out there.
I mean, I'll keep doing a bad job because they're paying me a lot of money to go out there.
Your damn glasses.
I've been meaning to. I just haven't. I don't have an excuse. I just haven't.
Do you want to go with my Costco card?
I have Costco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Oh, speaking of which, just word to the wise, you rent by Alamo and a car by Alamo, and you're a Costco member, they will free upgrade to the next level up.
Oh,
just
cool.
Free. So we got a fucking Ford Explorer when we were.
Oh, you got a rental car?
Yeah, we were going to get a RAV4.
Oh, nice.
That's huge upgrade.
Now, did you get the insurance or is that a sham? Like, people have told me, like, oh, you don't need to get that. That's like a scam.
I don't know. I thought this was really funny. There was a disclaimer at the counter, like a printed out flyer. If you were going to Burning Man, and then it made a lot of sense. I was looking around. I was like, oh, yeah. I said, we expect the car to be returned in the shape that it was, you know, taken away, because they take it out to the desert and just fucking dust storms hit it all the whole time, scratching the paint and all that stuff. So I thought it was funny that there was a disclaimer just for one event. But yeah,
I used to, when I worked at U-Haul, I remember like renting out to people at Burning Man, same thing, just like complete dust and all that crap.
Yeah.
But on the note of the insurance, I worked there for maybe a little over a year and I only had one like insurance claim come up. So yeah, it's, and I think the insurance.
What happened with the dust? Did you guys charge them more?
No, I mean, we didn't. No.
Yeah.
We just, whatever.
But they're not as dainty as.
Yeah, like, U-Haul. Yeah, those get U-Haul banged truck. Up all the time.
By the way, Ford Explorer, fucking a very nice vehicle. Yeah. Such a nice vehicle that two of the people that I was driving around all weekend are thinking about buying one right now.
I used to drive a Ford Explorer, and we had one in our family for a little bit. It was the first
the older
car.
One, right?
An older version, yeah. It was the first car I ever got into a car accident with. It wasn't even bad. It wasn't bad. It was it was going to be like a pretty bad fender bender because it was in snow. But then I tried to maneuver the car past it. But what sucked is that I hit their corner of their bumper with like the back passenger seat door.
Oh,
with my
Made
car.
You spin?
Oh yeah, yeah. Just dent the whole thing in.
Yeah, so it dented the whole thing in. So it did virtually nothing to the other car, but it like really fucked up the door on mine. And I fucking hate driving in snow. I will never drive in snow ever again.
Yeah.
Ever again. Ever,
you'll
ever.
You'll never have to.
Yeah.
Global warming. Fuck Trump. Take that. All right. Speaking for Bobby, Chi, Benny, and myself, vacation that I didn't even
hangry
talk about.
Hangry titties. I'm fucking.
Okay. Hangry
let's get
titties.
The fuck out of here.
There we go. Bye. Rum, bum, bum. Christian's here for a meeting on this also. I'll be available all day.
My roommate really liked your salsa, dude.
But you
did it?
Salsa.
I liked it, alright.